The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to. You're gone. You're gone. You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fantastical.
Homosexuals are trying to compare their plight with the plight of black men or black people. In the process of history, homosexuals have never been castrated. Millions of them never died. Homosexuality is a decision. It's not a race. And when you look at it, people from all different ethnic backgrounds live in this lifestyle. But people from all different ethnic backgrounds also are liars and cheaters. And malicious and backstabbing. We're in sin, and because this nation is in sin, God will judge it if we don't get it right.
Fantastical.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother. What are you, f***ing retarded? Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife. I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. One bid per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head. What are you, f***ing retarded? Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale, like Madonna, you know?
No, he's not retarded.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate.
Oh, man.
What are you, retarded?
Give me the Jerry Van Dyke.
Marty, would it be okay if I told this very humorous anecdote about the construction of the restaurant on the show tonight?
Absolutely not.
No, come on. I'm not going to mention the address.
No. Did I say Jerry Van Dyke? I mean Joan Van Ark.
Marty, I need to talk to your mono.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look at me. Now, will you just look at me?
Don't push me, Hank. Ignore him. Keep working.
There's no way. No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
I'll drink to that.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike, words you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
So, here they are, the producers of last night's rip-off Fox, Joe Millionaire.
Well, I don't doubt that.
It's part of their master plan. That's what they said.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I like it. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Angry Mailman and all the ships at sea. Hey, two rocket bodies. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you. We're listening, everybody, Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. February 11-3rd.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, United States. 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
Yeah. I don't make a big deal about it, but yeah, I'm
more in cufflinks today.
You are sartorially resplendent.
I don't want to make a big deal about it, but just let me say again, I am wearing cufflinks.
Fair enough. There they are.
It reminds me a lot of our leader.
There's been a bird circling overhead.
Hold on, let me throw one of these cufflinks up in the air and see if Carmi grabs it with his mouth. And it.
Hey, it's been a while. Carmi never misses a beat.
Good job.
I'm going to need a paperclip now to hold my my sleeve together.
Oh, just like that guy in the late shift.
Yeah, since Carmi has eaten one of the cufflinks.
Yeah, Carmi never spits them out. Carmi swallows all of them.
Cufflinks suck. Can I just tell you that?
Why are you wearing them?
Because I had to go to a thing today.
So you don't like them? How come?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't like long sleeves. I roll my sleeves up to my elbows anyway.
I like buttoning. I like buttoning. Yeah. I like double buttoning. I like buttoning the little button that goes, you know, right between your wrist and your elbow.
I like cufflinks, studs for a shirt, spats.
What are spats?
I think they're like what they used to wear in the 1920s or something, where, you know, they covered the shoe, right, Rob? Weren't they like...
You know, we've now set a record, Mike.
Right.
We've officially been on the air talking less than 2 minutes, and already
you
have made a reference to a period in time roughly 80 years ago.
Well, that reference, though, would not be due to my knowledge of the... it would be my... In general, my historical knowledge. That was an historical reference as opposed to something that I relate to personally. You see, there's a difference between the two. If I was to say something
like... We're hip, we're hot, we're happening.
Yes, but I think those who ignore history are condemned to repeat it.
That's right. But I think anyone who could relate to that comment that you just made right now,
well, students,
they are most likely eating dirt.
Well, I mean, or students of history might know, right? Spats, you know, and like Rob here knew what it was, but he's got one of those friends.
Tap dancing.
Students of tap dancing.
Yeah.
I have something even older. In fact, you know why they put a row of buttons on sport coats and suits on the sleeves?
Why?
Because, and this is from the Middle Ages, even farther back.
Back when you were a lad.
Right, to keep guys from wiping their nose on their sleeve. The buttons were there to keep them from doing that.
Well, it hasn't stopped me when I'm wearing a sport jacket.
You know, those buttons that you have are always crusted. They have all that thing. Crusty.
Listen, I got lots of stuff to talk about. I know Mike has something to talk about that I think you'll find interesting. But our lead story today, ahead of the Oscar nominations and the terror alert and everything, our lead story today, I'm going to have to call into the studio... one of our many producers.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of them.
Because,
it's pretty unprecedented, too.
She's done something.
Don't do it.
Hi, Titty Bar here.
Yeah, what up?
Will you join us, please?
Well, yeah, hey, it's been a long time.
Join you in there?
Yes.
Okay, bye now.
Bye now.
We don't even see her anymore.
No.
Now, well, you know, Charlie is the producer of the show, and Lisa is, I guess, the assistant producer, and Joe is...
Joe.
Here she comes. She hasn't been on the show in a while.
The lovely Lisa Hurley.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Back from her lesbian cruise.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bringing you in because I want to tell you something that perhaps other people of the station would not have the guts to tell you. And it's nothing about your personal appearance. You're gorgeous. It's nothing about your personality, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm not bitching about the instant messaging I'm not going to bitch about anything to do with the show.
What?
You gotta stop dropping the S bomb. She's not scaring the S out.
Nobody likes to cuss on the radio more than Lisa.
But I think you're going to find. I mean, I'm just setting this up because I don't want you to worry. This has nothing to do with any of that. I myself, and I know other people, although they've not verbalized it, somehow are horrified when we walk into your office or when you're back there in the producer's room. And we see your screensaver.
Oh.
Which is a...
Good morning, Charlie.
Charlie Broyhill.
A giant picture, blown-up picture of a smiling Charlie Broyhill.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it.
You want me to bring it in real quick?
Would you please?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're going to see this, and you're gonna know why I've brought this to the attention of everybody on the
show. Well, he must be condoning it.
Well, it is probably him calling in now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Well, maybe that was
him. Well, he should answer for this.
Maybe that was him calling in and then hanging up.
It was rude.
This has been, of course, a clandestine romance.
There
Buzz,
it is.
There
That's
it
a
is.
Lovely picture.
And Mike, there, there it is.
Jesus.
There it is. Okay. Hello?
All right, take it away.
Quickly.
Hello? Well, now he keeps... Maybe this is his way of...
Looks like he posed for it.
Get off. Can you hold it up again so I can see at least...
It looks like he posed for it.
It is.
Yeah.
He looks like he posed.
It's too
Thank
much.
You, Charlie.
You know, it's too much.
Is this the famous Charlie?
Yeah,
yes,
and
it is.
And it's on your screensaver.
Right. That day that Anna came in and we had to take pictures of her, and Jason Tony wasn't here.
Here he is. Here is the birthday boy.
Here,
the
man.
Here he is.
Hey, was that you calling in? Were you trying to call in?
I was in Stan's with the Fist office, and I guess that phone has been disconnected.
Mm. Oh, God.
Did you pose for that? Did you pose?
No. God, I hate that picture.
Charlie, I figured as much.
Charlie, how do you feel about being on Lisa's screensaver?
I've told her a bunch of times, please change.
Oh, that
you
makes
lied.
Me feel
You're
much.
Like, gosh, I love that picture. No, he didn't.
I am so relieved, though. I am so relieved to hear that. You know, you know what would have terrified me? If he walked in here and said,
hey, well, what's the problem?
What's wrong with that?
You mean you don't like it?
No, I don't. No.
I wore a blue shirt for my eyes.
Oh, God. Actually, I made him smile. I had the camera, and I went to take a picture, and he did that thing that, you know, he doesn't ever
Jesus
smile.
Christ. Our show is being produced by Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne.
It's worse than that, Mike. It's worse than that. I mean, they're effed up. They're not that effed up. I'd say they're more like the Bradys.
Yeah.
And they're married. He's more like Mike, and she's more like Carol Brady.
Hmm.
Or maybe Herman and Lily.
All right, I got one. Hold on, let me change this picture for you then.
You know, speaking on the show for somebody whose love life has just been in the crapper for a year, you know, just keep it down. I don't want to hear about your happiness, okay?
You know,
I don't want that around.
And someday, well, now that's that's funny. It's a picture of Larry Michael.
That's much funnier.
Yeah.
See,
now we're all happy.
Here's the deal.
Oh, that's my screensaver.
You go up to my desk, for instance, up in the office, and I've got a picture of Frida in a frame, and I got a picture of Bart and myself in a frame, and then I got another little picture of Bart. Mike's got pictures of his daughters.
I've got a great picture.
With the President of the United States.
The President of the United States, the bad, dirty one.
Bill Clinton.
Right.
You go in Rob's office, he's got pictures of his wife, Carrie, and his kids. That's where these pictures should be.
Yeah.
Not on a screensaver. I mean, maybe you've wondered why I've done a double take when I've walked by your office recently, and it's like I'm going to come in and sit down and say something to you, and then I walk by and I go, I'll catch you later. It's because I walk by and I see that face.
I love that face.
I think screensavers should be entertaining for coworkers.
Wait a minute.
There should be a rule. That should be CBS policy.
So I can bring in a framed picture of him and put it on my desk, and that's okay?
Yeah, I would think so.
Of course.
Okay. I would think so.
Can I keep this one on my screensaver?
I like that.
That one of Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's nice.
I like that. I'm very fond of that one also.
But the one of Charlie, it's a giant picture just of his head.
And it looks like he posed for it.
Yeah,
and
it's like a glamour shot.
I made him.
Charlie Broyhill.
Why? The famous Charlie?
I have a perfect solution. If you want people that are close to you on your screensaver, might I suggest a picture of one of your sisters? Because their sisters are so hot. How about, let's say, Kathy?
Or Dee Dee?
Hold on. I've got this one. Here you go.
What's that one?
Great. Now, see, now she's got just pictures of people who work at the station.
Do you have too much time on your hands? What are you taking pictures of?
No, I was able to take off one of the football games because, you know, I worked to do the Redskins games. So I was able to take off one game and go to the stadium and watch the game, so I took my...
Would you have pictures of him or I?
Yes, I do, actually. Not on my computer.
Me and him? Him and her?
Not on your... We're not important enough to be on our computer.
Of course we're not. Of course, we're not important enough.
In my office.
Yeah.
Here.
Mm. Well,
I'll get one.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up, and that's it. That's my lead. Take his face off your screensaver. Thank you very much. Okay?
Thanks.
Problem solved.
Nice having you on the show. Nice having you around.
Put me on your screensaver.
Got it.
So I feel like somebody cares about me.
Mike.
I'm sorry, Don.
Come on.
I know.
Come on, buddy.
I know.
Come on, pal.
I'm spiraling.
No need to spiral.
Don't do that.
You know, so I'm having one of my days.
You go on mine, and my screensaver didn't even got nothing to do with my wife. It's a gigantic Opus X wrapper from the cigar. It's the cigar band. That's what I got on my screensaver.
There you go, Mike.
What does she have now, Mike? What is it?
It's a fat picture of me. She likes taking pictures of me and Rob from the side. Except from a Las Vegas style show. What's going on in that picture?
That is cruel.
It looks like you're hovering over some hoo-haws.
That is cruel and unusual. Just ixnay on the Arliche.
Okay. I'll put back up that picture of Kathy, Dee Dee, and myself.
That's a lovely picture.
That's good choice. All right. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. You know, it's just... Too much lovey-dovey. Jesus Christ. Just, you know, seal the deal or do what you're going to do.
Well, you know, when you're in a position like I am, you know, when I think of that, I feel like those people are rubbing their noses in it. You know, they're just rubbing my nose in it, you know?
She's so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm far from any, you know, love relationship, and it's horrible, and I'm depressed.
It's so hard to figure out what she sees in him. I mean, we see what he sees in her.
Can I be honest with you? And I've thought this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I really, and don't laugh at this. I know you're going to want to, but please don't laugh at this. I really think he's drugging her. I truly do.
Now, you want to know what a real relationship is like? Here's what, and Lisa, listen to me carefully. This is what a real relationship is like, okay? Last night, between 9 and 10 o'clock, my wife and I must have had about 5 arguments about how stupid it is that she insisted on watching Joe Millionaire when I told her, there's a screensaver of Lisa and her sisters.
That's right.
Very nice, thank you.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now let me tell you, though, a relationship is
I never can tell which sister I want more.
A relationship is never built on this lovey-dovey crap. Once you get past that, you get down to the brass tacks.
Right.
And the brass tacks are that she comes in, now Rob's making
I'll have to go for the single one. All right.
She comes in, my wife says, it's Joe Millionaire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they're not going to pick a winner tonight. And she said, yes, they are. She said, well, they said tonight he's going to make his choice. And I said, honey, Fox has already told us that he's not picking it tonight because we're giving away that $2,000 diamond, and they told us it's not going to be this week. She said, oh, no, they said they're going to do it. So we sit down in the family room, and we watch it, and, of course, it's just a goddamn... A recap of everything that's happened.
There wasn't even any new stuff at all. It was horrible. It was a ripoff.
But for all of the mooks out there, I don't want to call my wife a mook because she's definitely a whatever is a step above a mook is what she was. She would believe it when the guy with the deep voice would come on and say, Joe makes his choice in a moment. And they would tease when they would have a clip of Big Dumb Evan Marriott going, I have to tell you something now that it's going to be very hard to say.
How many times have they run that, too?
A million.
That same
they
clip.
They keep using the same sound.
They use the same sound. How many times have they used the fact that Sarah and Evan went down there and they just showed the subtitles? It's really ridiculous.
The only thing worth noting last night was at the very end when the butler said, there will be a twist next week.
Right. Yeah.
And I figure it's one of two things. It's either what I originally thought, that he's got the money or they're going to give him the money.
Did we ever make a bet for that?
No, we just made a bet.
All right.
Or he might toss both those broads out and call like one of the other ones back.
Call back. I really have decided.
The mojo.
I have it written down upstairs, but I thought you bet to take Tom Gavin to a titty bar.
Oh, no, that's for the Red Sox bet.
That's the Red Sox bet.
That's the first time I've said that. It feels good.
Red Sox bet. Hey, keep track of those bets, though.
sitting down upstairs.
Okay,
I
all right.
Phone by
that
my
scares
hat.
Me that when you do that, because you come in and all of a sudden, what if he didn't legitimize it, and then all of a sudden I'd be, you know, I'd have to do extra double
I'm
trouble.
I'm detail oriented. Don't worry
all
about it.
Very good, thank
so
you.
So that's what love is all about, Lisa. It's not about right. putting your lover's face on a screensaver.
No,
it's about
right.
arguing about Joe Millionaire, and then after that. Seriously discussing, and I blame the U.S. government for this one.
Yes.
That yesterday, you know, we've been at, what is it, Code Orange? Is that a color buzz?
We were at yellow, we're now at orange.
All right, so we've been at this Code Orange for a couple of days,
right.
and really I've done nothing out of the ordinary. But as it turns out, yesterday there was a report on the front page of the newspaper. It was on CNN, on the local news, where they're saying, what you got to do is go out and buy 3 days' supply of water.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is now from the governor.
Mm-hmm.
We should buy a radio. We should buy batteries.
Right.
We should select a room in the house to be our safe room,
mm-hmm.
a room that ideally would have no windows.
Mm-hmm.
You should also buy duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
You should also buy big tarps.
Mm-hmm.
So if something bad happens, that you are able to seal yourself off
mm-hmm.
in this room where no bad chemical weapon
mm-hmm.
can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with 3 day, it's never that easy. We are in agreement that we're going to do something because the government says we should do something, and they say the cities that have been targeted most likely will be New York and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now deciding what room we're going to select as our panic room. And I said, well, how about my cave? We got the TV in there. We got the surround sound. She said, no, she wants we do have a room down in our basement area that is just, when we bought the house, they said it was a wine cellar. Wine cellar my ass. It's a room like 8 feet by 6 feet that's just cinder block.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
That's good.
She wants that to be our panic room. And she's going through the entire list of the way you got to buy canned food, and you got to get a can opener, a mechanical can opener,
mm-hmm.
and you got to get 3 days worth of water.
Duck and cover.
I've been listening to the news the last couple of days. Am I the only one who really thinks this is just... The world, seriously. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. And I'm starting to get... And I don't care about, politics or anything like that. Take it out of the fact. But I really feel like... I'm beginning to feel like... I don't think the majority of Americans feel, which, it seems to me there are an awful lot of people that say, we shouldn't be doing what we're doing right now. And we're kind of going... F you to the whole world, and I'm getting a little freaked out about it.
And we're playing with fire.
And I think really that this might have something to do with this stuff getting ramped up. I know we have to protect our interests, but man, I also think we have to. I just hope everybody that's in the positions of power is going about this.
Listen.
Without. I mean, I just think it's. I'm really getting freaked out.
Listen, I'm no fan of war, but you
and
have.
And I'm also not hearing enough people
you
that
have,
do what we do saying what I'm
you
saying.
You have to realize it doesn't matter what I say or you say.
No, we have
Rush
no
Limbo
over.
Says.
No, we have no control over it.
Bush wants this war.
Yeah, and that's what
he's got a
out.
Boner for this war.
Yeah. And that might be, might not be the right thing to do right now.
Well, right. It's. TFB, he's got the job.
But what freaks me out is, and I was fine with the United Nations, because I see his point when the United Nations is impotent in many areas where they don't go in. But when he starts effing around with NATO, which I grew up knowing, NATO was our defense against all the evil in the world. When you start effing around with that, and you start going, well, they don't matter either. Yeah, how many people are you going to say don't matter? And
yeah.
The only thing I am saying...
He's going to say nobody matters if nobody's with us except Britain. And even Britain doesn't want to do it, but they'll do it.
Well, and it's also
it'll be
people,
us and Britain.
It's people around the world. Governments are one thing, but it's just people around the world. And I do not believe anymore, like back in the days of Teddy Roosevelt, that we can have the kind of policy where you don't take into account how small this planet is right now.
Let me just say, with everything that they've been laying on us now, and this crap about buy water and get duct tape and get all that stuff, I guarantee the first time that happens and that people are really effed with, all the people like you
are probably going to flip and say, bomb everybody.
Right. You'll say, well, then that's it. It's too much. So I'm kind of with, I'm with Bush. Except I don't see why he's dragging his feet, because he's not going to wait for NATO or anybody else. Why not just do it?
I would feel strongly about him doing it if I thought that there was like a connection. Like if we went over there and we bombed the hell out of Iraq and we send our GIs in there and we occupy the country, if I believed in my heart this one thing, if I believed that there was, if that was going to directly affect the way these Al-Qaeda guys are operating. And I haven't seen nothing.
You don't believe, though, that Saddam's been hiding this ass?
Oh, absolutely I believe
that. And he's not on the phone at night calling his Al-Qaeda buddies going, hey, I got a special on mustard gas.
You know what?
Believe, my prices are insane.
I don't know. I really don't know. Have I seen a lot of evidence, and there's a lot of compelling evidence that he's hiding things. How, you know, I think we've also isolated the guy. And I think we've got intelligence that I just hope we are focusing in. You know, the guys that did what they did to this country on 9/11 were a group of these extremist guys. It was not a formal government. It was these scumbags out there. And, you know,
you got the regular paper, today's regular paper, the Post. You got the front page.
You know, I listened to the news last night. I was listening to the news last night, and for the first time since I can remember being a kid, when they were talking about, you know, blockading North Vietnam and the fact that we might, you know, it's just... It's beginning to freak me out, the world we live in right now.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Reading the newspaper and watching the news.
Boy, I tell you, you could make a case for that after last night and after this past weekend. Because, I mean, the news now is just overwhelming. It is it is terrifying,
what
the climate we live in.
What you should do to prepare. Okay. Well, I need the Washington Post, though. USA Today is worthless. Everything in USA Today is a goddamn pie chart.
I think they're, you know, really, I just wanted to say there are a lot of people that are like me. I am not, I don't consider myself a peacenik or a warmonger. I just want to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Why are we being told to have duct tape and plastic sheeting? Answer. If authorities tell you to stay in your house during a chemical or biological attack, seek shelter in an internal room or basement, turn off ventilation, including heating or air conditioning. That's going to kill me, if you'll pardon the pun. Avoid contact. Wash your face and hands.
Question about that, too. If we were going to go to a room without ventilation, how long would you be able to survive in that room?
There you go. Now,
you got to get air from the outside.
Washington Post. Here you go. Page A4. This is what I was reading today, where they have a handy picture and all of the items, and this is what my wife and I were discussing today, the items that the government now says everyone should have. Assemble a disaster kit with essential food, water, and supplies for 3 days. The kits include 1 gallon of water per person per day, a first aid kit, blankets, and non-electric can openers. Keep an emergency supplies kit in your cars and at work. Keep a radio with batteries to listen to broadcasts. Designate a room in your home where you can take shelter in case of attack. Have on hand a roll of duct tape, scissors, and plastic to cover doors, windows, and vents.
You know what? I tell you, I'm hearing all this stuff. If it happens, I'm not sure I want to live in a world that's like this.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Like you have a choice.
Well, I mean, it's just...
What are you going to do? If it happens,
I was lucky, you know. My 18 neighbors around the corner are all, like, gagging in their front yard and flopping around like flounder. But, boy, I made it through the rain. You know, hey, what a great world. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean,
maybe we should be thinking about how to get along with our world allies.
What are you going to do when it happens? Go outside, take a breath of fresh air and say, ah!
What, I mean, your safe house? How much air, if you have to be in a room... If it's a biological agent.
First off, if it's me and my wife and my kid in a 6x8 room for 3 days, we will kill each other regardless of what is in the air outside.
That's just a logistical question. What do you do if you have to prevent the outside air from coming into a room?
And
how do you breathe? I mean, you're going to have a limited supply.
America. I got another question for America. You know, where are you going to take a crap? What do you got to do? Just start crapping in the corner?
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring a cat box down with you to take a crap?
If they're so worried about this, why don't they provide us all with gas masks?
Let me see.
Like they do in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Plan how your household stays in contact if separated.
They won't do that.
Identify two meeting places. And here's the dumbest one. Post emergency numbers by the telephone.
God.
But
the,
that's,
and it's, I mean, the
that's
the,
from your government.
Yeah, it's insane.
That is your guess. So this was the discussion that my wife and I were having today.
I mean, you know, it's insane. However, I mean, anybody that, you know, it was insane before 9/11.
I said, it reminds me of Y2K. And she said, no, this is more serious. The government is now telling us to get this stuff. We have to get this stuff, and we have to find our safe room.
This is very reminiscent of the early 50s when America was building bomb shelters.
Right.
The big thing was, who are you going to let into your bomb shelter when it happens? And there was all sorts of neighborhood arguments and stuff about, you know, trying to plan ahead for the
If you're going to take this safe room, and they're talking about sealing off the ventilation, you are going to have an air source with the kind of ventilation, a la a gas mask, that would prevent these agents from getting into your home air. So it seems to me to be an exercise in futility.
Because if you put tape and plastic over the vent, eventually
it's going to get in.
You're
going to suffocate.
You're going to run out of air.
Or, you know, if the air is getting in some way, then the bad stuff's going to get.
This is nuts!
Yeah. What the government is saying is that you can live if you make the same preparations that the Don and Mike show does for a stunt show.
we've got plenty of that plastic.
We do.
Crap,
we'll be safe in case anyone wants to eat a goat's head during the war. We'll be fine.
So anyway,
I'd probably be sitting there, you know, and saying to you as I was breathing my last, maybe I should have gone along with, you know, all this stuff, but I'll do it.
I mean, I'm going to do it.
It's insane.
What the hell? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get the room. You know, I was thinking.
You know, it's weird. You know,
what if it happens here?
You and I have very interesting ideas about death. I always consider you to be I almost have a death wish. Like when we're almost crashing in an airplane over the 20 years we worked together. You
have
know?
A death wish.
You know, but you know, you're much. You handle those.
Not
kind of
afraid
like
of it.
Immediate death situation. This is one where,
for instance,
you know, maybe I'm feudalistic.
And
about
be honest,
it. Fatalistic.
Let's say
it.
Right now. Now, we got a bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
There is some kind of chemical thing that's exploded in D.C. What would you do? Would you leave work to go be with your family?
Yep.
Or would you stay here?
I'd get the hell to my kids as soon as possible.
I love my kids, but I'd stay here because I know there'd be no way that I could get all the way home in time. Things would be too nuts out there.
Mm.
I figure if I'm dead either way, might as well be dead here.
Well, it would depend on the information that I got also. If they said going outside and getting, you know, out there, if I knew my kids were in a secure place and they were okay, it's just so nuts.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, like I was thinking with my kid. Yeah, you know, I never know. What if it happened? I don't know where he is.
Well, I do.
You know what I mean?
You know, mine are younger, but I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, it's.
But even then, you really don't know. You don't know if they're outside at recess.
Yeah.
You don't know if the teachers decided, hey, we're going to go outside and look at the melting snow today.
You know, and it's just the news, and watching this and reading this, I'm just. You know, I know we have to be vigilant, and I know we have to be on guard, and there's some crazy, sick bastards out there, but boy, oh boy, it's just, I mean, 10 years ago, if you had thought that we would live in a world like this right now, I thought, when the Cold War was over, I thought, hey, this is going to be our time when we, but you know what, we didn't handle it right.
No, we didn't. Daddy didn't do it, so now the son's going to do it right.
Well, you know what, we also didn't do, and I mean, looking back, believe me, I love my country. I love my country more than anything in the whole wide world. I love this country. But I wonder, really, when you look back on
my list, it'd probably be number 4 or 5.
With this country?
Yeah.
You mean your loves?
Yeah.
You know, when I look back on what we might have done,
top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Way up there. I'm thinking about, you know, what if we, you know, helped everybody else out a little bit better. We could have done a better job if we had all that prosperity.
That's all we do is help other people.
Well, or maybe we don't do it the right way.
That's all we do is help other people. Listen, this is why I've said before, I'm going to say it again. Just, you know, and he's going to do it anyway. Like it matters what I say or you say. Eventually, he's going to do it. He's trigger happy. He's going to do it.
I get the impression he is, and that freaks me out.
Well,
that totally freaks me out. That's not what a president of the United States should be.
Stop dicking around and just do it.
Or maybe, you know, take a deep breath and you know, really figure out if this is the, you know, the long-range thing, the long-term. And, man, when we got guys over there that are in that part of the world, you know, they're talking about the, you know, I've read all the articles about this that talk about the long-range issues about what this might do. And it's not whether we'll win or not. Of course, we're going to win. They said, I mean, there's some scenarios that say it would take 3 days. you know, to occupy the country. But then you've got this.
We can do it on the President's Day weekend.
Then you've got this.
We can do it. We got Monday off. Somebody call Bush and tell him.
Do it on President's
Day. Not only it'd be great for history, he does this on President's Day. He's the president.
All right, I'm going to go. Let me lobby for Memorial Day. Let me lobby for Memorial Day.
Well, see, now that's a defeatist attitude.
Well, no, it's not a defeatist attitude.
I say President's Day is a day of victory for us.
Memorial Day, what would that be? We're memorializing all our fallen dead.
Yeah, but we don't want any dead guys.
As opposed to our standing dead.
What we want
to
do is, someone's got to get on the, you know, Roger, listen. Right now, I'm going to tell you, you got 20 hours, get your ass out of Iraq, all troops out of Iraq.
Let me throw this at you. This is just wacky. This is a wacky thought right here.
Then we did it. We launched the big one.
You read that terror threat is significant. You read that.
Yeah.
And you talk about all those bodies that we have over there on their aircraft carriers and over in Kuwait and over in Turkey.
Right.
What if we said, come on back here. Guard our land. You know, guard our, so we don't have this significant threat.
Well, Mike,
put them in the airports.
That's why we have guys like Rudy Marsky in the Coast Guard.
Osama bin Laden's out with a new videotape this afternoon. He's still out running around issuing videotapes.
Yeah.
And in the tape, he urges Iraqis to carry out suicide missions against Americans and outlines various ways they can do that.
Oh, Jesus.
So here it comes. It's too late to turn back now.
Again, you know, we're facing, it's like we got a decision to make, and it's not our decision to make.
You know what, I guess what I hate most about this, and you know what, whenever you're looking at a war situation, whether we should, whether we shouldn't, you know, you don't know what the future holds. And you know, I'll support this country no matter what happens, but I do hope that we don't completely blow off some of these other people around the world that
well, let's not. You're not talking about France.
We
can't count France in.
No. But
France is always the pussy of the world.
No, but you know, and you look at the, but you look at strange alliances.
China's effed up.
Well, China's been an enemy, really. I mean, when you look at China, but
but that Yao Ming is something, ain't he?
He's fantastic.
He's so good. Yeah. Yo Yao. Anyway, just friggin' do it. You know, it's like they're playing a video game, and we are the people that are in play in the video game.
It's not a game, though.
Just do it. Because now I got to go out and I got to buy duct tape, water.
You're going to buy more duct tape after we do it. You're going to have to buy more than you've ever bought after that.
Yep.
Because after we do it, I believe that's when it's going to be.
Here?
Yep.
And that's going to be, you know, it's not like our we're going to change the way we handle, our national homeland security after
Rob,
that.
Rob, I need some patriotic music. I have a message to the president that I must get out immediately.
Very good.
And then we'll break. And I know Mike has something very interesting about his kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll change the topic. Where's that patriotic Stars and Stripes?
Oh, I'm doing that.
You got it?
Yeah, I do.
You got it there?
I do.
We just wait on Rob now.
It won't be long.
Boy, I hope you're not here with me when I say, hey, Rob, we need that duct tape now.
Oh, Don, I hope I am with you when I die.
So do I.
I think that'll be
we'll great. Laugh.
Yes, we will.
We'll laugh all the way down.
We'll laugh till the end.
All the way down.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it there?
Yeah, I do.
Here we go. Tape. All right. It's just, am I speaking for myself? Not for mine. Not for anybody else. Dear Mr. President, Don here. I've done as you asked. I bought duct tape. My wife's out buying water. We have the tarps. We have the can opener. We have the radio. We have the batteries. It doesn't matter what I say or Mike says or Buzz says or anybody says. You're going to do it. Here's all I ask. Think the weekend after Labor Day. That is when the next NFL season is scheduled to start. If you can promise me that you can start this operation and wind it up, I don't even care if we miss the exhibition season, that you start this and you finish it before the start of the NFL football season, I say to you, full steam ahead. God bless America. Let's leave two gigantic potholes, one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan.
What about France?
Yeah, what the hell? What have they ever done for us besides bend over for Hitler? Hello, Nazis! Hello, welcome to our country.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. That swastika guy is so pretty.
All right.
Please come into our country.
I have to ask you.
You want the rebuttal?
No, no. I want you to say what's going to happen if, you know, the conflict would last, like, well into October.
No can do. No can do.
Now, I don't want to do a rebuttal because, you know what? I right now, I am really just praying that whatever decision is made, it is the right decision. I feel that way. I'm not mamby-pamby. I just don't know.
Are you going to go out and buy the stuff they said you're supposed to buy?
No.
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 How about you, Buzz?
I don't want to.
But
I'm going to wait.
I might do the whole thing, like, for loss of electricity, but I do not see myself going into a room and duct taping and putting up tarps and stuff like that. If that happens, I mean, it's Armageddon anyway. And you know what?
I will.
And I don't think that, I just don't personally think it would be that significant. But I'll tell you, can I say one thing with my rebuttal?
Am I the only guy that's going to do this, going to buy the crap that they say? I guess so.
So far, yeah.
Where's the America, the Oh Beautiful, the mellow America song, you know? That one. Because that's the message I'd like to send to the president.
Okay. And now with the opposing viewpoint, here is famous disc jockey Mike O'Mara.
Mr. President, we've heard a lot of talk about you building up the country for war, massing troops overseas in the Middle East, getting ready to go on and take on the man your father didn't finish, Saddam Hussein. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. President, this is Mike O'Mara speaking. Don't drop bombs on that country. Don't do that. But use your bombers and fill them up with something that America has more of than any country in the free world. I'm talking about pornographic videos and DVDs. That's right. Send the bombers over there. Drop pornography on Iraq. Just let it float down from the sky. Use those little umbrella thingies, you know, that you drop off the canned goods and stuff.
Don't send MREs. We have to send, though, then the DVD players as well.
Don, are you aware how much a modern bomb costs nowadays? It's just peeing in the fountain when you consider how much those cost. I say drop DVD players, state-of-the-art, and surround sound systems, big-screen televisions, and all the pornography that you can fit on your planes, and drop it down there. And suddenly, the Iraqis will realize that there's more to life than standing up to this terrible Satan, the United States of America, and worshiping that evil man, Saddam Hussein. They will realize that there is something that supersedes all of these petty conflicts we face in the world, and that is, yes, S-E-X.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sex. Make love, not war. And with the proper stimulation, those Iraqis will be over there forgetting all about their traditions and their demagogue leader, and they will be thinking about doing one thing, fornicating. So I say to you, Mr. President, load those planes up today. Don't bomb, don't kill, just stimulate the Iraqi people. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Touching.
From the upper left.
Very touching.
I appreciate it.
Very touching.
Thank you for giving me that rebuttal time.
Oh, of course. It's half your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And
half your show.
You know, who knows? And maybe someone will see the light.
And I guess we'll find out. The day the gas arrives and I'm here. And they say, well, Mike, Buzz, Rob, they just didn't buy the duct tape.
Yeah. You know, if the gas gets out to where I am, you know. Man,
you don't live that far away with a good 10-mile-an-hour wind.
Right. You're very ramped up about this, aren't you?
Bet your ass I am.
Wow.
A little freaked out about this.
Yeah. I'm not freaked out. I like to think I'm getting ready.
Weren't you raised in a civil defense household anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're familiar with this.
Alan, Don.
Hey.
Don and Mike. I know we have to break. I'll keep this 30 seconds or left.
Go ahead.
On the occasion we have war.
Yeah.
If I duct tape and vent and do all the stuff and live in my safe place and Mike doesn't, and God forbid something happens to Mike because he's not following the government's orders, can I have a salary?
Only if you're on the air.
I've already stated I would not leave my post.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Three. And there's Charlie counting me down to break. All right, Charlie. And, yeah, if you want a real... Like I said, if you really want to deter war, we just drop over Lisa's screensaver. Charlie Broyhill smiling.
They will run for their lives.
All right, clean the phones out. Let's get a call 100. I didn't mean to get heavy enough, but, it seems to me when the government says go out and buy this stuff. That's more than just putting on TV we're at code yellow, whatever color we're at right now.
Buy something. Buy something important.
Like porno.
And whiskey.
Yeah, something in green bottles. Did you see the Today Show today when they were showing people to buy toys? They said, and remember, you're going to be with your kids in there for 3 days, so you'll want to bring a toy and a book.
Phone number
is so retarded.
It's 877-365-3636. We do have $1,000 on the line right now. Be the 100th caller, and you get a shot at the Secret Town. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, dear clock, don't make time to break out the best dance I want to air without a doubt. So listen up to the make your scream and sell all of a DJ. Just shut up, get mouth. You can't beat them, so don't mistreat them. And if you think you can't, you can just eat them. So listen up to the words that they say and listen to the phrase that helps you get through their day. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. Let's get sober, no drinking on the mic till the show is over. Can you get the 10 and the big line? No need for glasses, it's the itchy eye. You can tell us and home for cash, low budget deputy and the bitch ass. There's a few of the games that they play, so listen to the phrase that helps them get through their day. No drink sober, let's run sober. Let's get sober, no drinking on the mic. Let's get sober. Let's get sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over. 20 hours a week is all that you ask for. Better than sex? I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me think about it, son. Let's see. I know I'm getting more done than Mike than D. This show is live all across the nation and guaranteed to be the next generation. So sit back and listen and have some fun and listen to the show that is number one and sing. Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. No drinking on the mic till the show is over.
Oh. I'll drink to that.
Let's stay sober. Let's stay sober. Time for drinking down the mic because the show is over.
Want to get high?
Oh, I gotta be.
The Don and Mike Show. If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
There's a blast from the past.
Boy, I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah. Time for a call 100. Right here. Right now. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's happening?
Hey, my friend, you're the 100th caller.
Hey, that rocks, man.
Yes, it does. And what's your name?
My name is Ed.
Ed, where are you from?
I'm from Bristow, outside Prince William County.
Let me see, you got the Blockbuster prize pack with a Dividend copy. Oh, it rocks. The Dividend copy of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Now available at Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home. And the Valentine's Day, take your gal pal. Dinner for two at Outback Steakhouse. Valentine's Day, bring your loved ones to dinner at Outback. If you can't bring them home, get a gift certificate. Outback Steakhouse, no rules, just right.
All right, that's a good prize package.
Actually,
that's the best.
By our standards, Mike, it is.
I just, you know, I'm looking at your cohort back there over your left shoulder, who I sometimes make the terrible mistake of glancing at.
Why,
when you're just doing simple things like giving away prizes, and he'll shake his head.
Yeah.
He shook his head on My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Because it's Greek.
What's the problem with that?
Because it's a foreign thing.
No, because it's such a great movie.
Rob. I love the way you hate Rob.
Hey, and I laugh at it.
All right, $1,000 now. Play you this common everyday sound. Identify it with $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
You're going to love this. Nelly.
Nah, Mike, that's
you're really going to love this.
All right, well, here you, and Mike, way to go. From the 20s to the year 2003.
Thank you very much.
Please stand by. And, oh, sorry about that.
Caller, name this sound.
You got a free listen there. There it is again. At least you'll have to admit it's not a click click sound.
That's true.
It's a very distinctive sound. Putting duct tape up.
Shimmy, shimmy, Coco, what? Listen to it pound. Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no earthly idea.
Of course it's not, Zombie. putting up duct tape, but what is it now? For $1,000, come on, you got to guess something. You, after all, you called us.
Yeah, you called to participate. You must have some thought.
I would say, how about a clothes dryer drying? Or a clothes dryer doors closing.
Did you, now, when you called in, do you have any idea?
Not at all.
No, he just called.
No.
Disqualified. Just
greed. Just to keep other people out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's greed. Mm-hmm.
Take his prizes away.
Yeah.
Rob.
Rob's in prime hating mood today.
Rob, why don't you put some of your music in and maybe I will.
Okay, good.
Where's your CD?
Okay, Rob, play his CD.
I got to get in the mood.
We all agree that there should have been a better effort.
Oh,
made.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hold on.
Was that your purpose or was just to shut out others?
Actually, my purpose was just to call and give Mike some trouble.
Hey, okay. Well, that's fantastic.
That's not the hit single, is it?
No, that's an album track. You want the hit single?
Yeah, give me the hit single.
The deep cut.
Rob, your favorite.
Rob's hating music.
There we go. Now.
There you go.
Now I'm getting in the mood.
Sure.
I'm getting in the mood to disqualify and sing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're in agreement. You are a dickhead.
Sorry you can't stick around to give me trouble.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Farewell, friend.
Yeah, I was going to take a guess at the sound.
Great. Listen, you win that stuff. The Fat Greek Wedding Divid, dinner for two at Outback Steakhouse. What's the sound? Hello?
Hello?
Am I moving too quickly? Too?
No, no.
There.
No.
No.
No, you're disqualified also.
Here again.
Dumb guys. Guys, his name, my phone is effing up.
And it was. It was his radio that was turned up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, trying to listen for the sound.
I'm sorry, Don.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, give him a chance.
I'm trying to listen for the sound.
Do you know what's happened already on the show?
Well, I'm listening to it now. I'm sorry. I had the one of the stupid callers. I had the radio up.
But you're not one of those, are you?
No, I'm trying hard not to be.
Okay, now if I give
you... Look your friend.
Yeah.
Look your friend.
Behind you.
If I give you the DVD, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and dinner at the Outback Steakhouse, do you have a guess for the secret sound?
Yes, I do.
What is your guess?
My guess would be a coffee cup going down on a saucer.
Coffee cup, well, that's...
Oh, you know. We're sorry.
Rob, I'm sorry. I disqualified two. Sorry, Mike. At least the guy had a guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess.
It was a guess. And if you think about it, listen to it. It could be a coffee cup.
Yeah, a coffee cup out of like a canteen kit or something.
All right, thank you, though. What's your name?
My name is Eric.
Where are you from, Eric?
Baltimore.
Well, okay. thanks. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you.
Now,
what, Rob?
Oh, stop it.
Rob, thanks for Baltimore.
And they're enemies now, Rob.
Looks like Berlin.
Yeah, they're not with us.
Just no, always Germany. They were enemies.
Yeah. Germany.
Mike, yeah, they have been enemies.
Hey, yeah, and that's nice. Nice of those bastards to decide that they're against war. Right. Don't they watch the History Channel, which might as well be called the Germany Channel?
You know, I go so hot and cold. At one point, I'm thinking we should listen to the world, and then at the other time, I hate the world.
F them.
I hate the world.
F them. As you know, last night, Joe Millionaire was bogus.
God.
Bogus.
You know, they were going to get big ratings anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why they just didn't do the final episode last night, and then next week, give us... The reunion with all of the girls telling him what a jackass.
Because they're going to do that the week after next
week. No, they're not. Next week it's a two-hour special, final episode.
Oh, all right, okay. All right. Yeah, well, then you're absolutely right. Then why the hell didn't they do that?
They did, but they didn't do it, and...
It was horrible. And the show was very irritating. For fans of the show, they S'd all over fans of that show.
Now, as you know, Fox has given us an 18-carat white gold necklace, handcrafted, from... some famous giant diamond store. I like the stuff that he's given to these bimbos on Joe Millionaire.
Right.
Here's your numbers.
And the only reason that we decided to do this is to give away this prize worth $2,000.
Big fun.
And over the last 4 weeks, we've had four contestants, and the rules from Fox Television said we were supposed to have a roundtable discussion every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
in length from 2 to 5 minutes,
right.
With 2 minutes being the minimum amount of time.
Well, nothing happened on last night's episode.
So it'll be very interesting to see. And, of course, we had guys playing the roles of the girls. And now here to reprise his role as Zora is Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi, guys.
Did you see that show last night?
It was crap. I'm up for $2,000, and I'm like standing there going, this is crap.
Yeah, yes. Don't blame you for being mad.
Here is Peter. Peter?
No, it's Sarah.
Oh, Sarah taking the place of Peter.
Right. No. Oh. It's Amanda playing Sarah.
Amanda is taking the place of Peter in the role of Sarah.
Let me call one of our many producers.
This is who we had last week, Don. These are the same two people.
I know, but Mike, look at the sheet of paper I'm
giving.
Oh,
dear.
Come on.
It says Sarah, Peter.
A clerical error.
Hold on, please. One of them is calling in now. Hello?
Hey. Remember, so we couldn't find the guy the first week, or the second week we did it? Right. Amanda had to call back, so she replaced some guy.
Okay, well then, just, you know, again, for further notice, when I'm in the studio, I need, it'd be real simple. You go to that computer that has Charlie's face on it, and you print me out a new sheet that says the role of Sarah is being played by Amanda.
Yeah, she did it last week, too.
Okay.
Last week. Okay.
Hold on. Come in here for a minute and look at this for a second. Come here for a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Jesus. You know, I'm trying not to yell at her.
I know.
But really, excuse me, Lip, like I'm the stupid one. Okay? I try to keep
you
pretty...
You know the difference between the two right now.
I try to keep pretty convincing notes for myself about the show, but here you go. It says, Zora, who is Randy, Sarah, played by Peter. Now, I know that we had a girl because Peter was not there, but you didn't put the name on the paper.
Yeah, and I don't know who did that. I didn't do that.
Hmm.
Because it was the same two people. These are the same two people we had on the air last week.
Okay, we know that. Yeah.
But last week, the paper was wrong, too.
Okay, well, I didn't know the paper was wrong last week.
Hold on, who's coming in now? Charlie! Hi, Charlie. We're having a party here today. Hi.
If it's colored paper, it's Tammy.
Okay, hold on. Goodbye, then you're both disqualified. Now I got to yell at Tammy. Ain't doing that.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. I'm standing up for Tammy here.
It'll be a gentle yell.
How would she know?
How would Tammy know? She doesn't have... Tammy...
Mike, trust me. We're going to go... We're going to go layers inside here.
She had a lot of meetings today. She may be out of...
You know, she's probably not there. Mm. And Mork and Mindy probably want to just blame it on
yeah, they're throwing Tammy under the bus, but I mean, it was whoever's, you know.
Tammy, who was our promotions director, was
Mork
involved.
And Mindy.
But I would think that either Mork or Mindy would have...
Mork's... Mork,
anyway.
Mork,
hey, Mork. Hey, what's happening, Mork?
The way it was done last week.
Yeah, okay. Charlie, it's a small... I'm just saying, I'd appreciate... It was effed up last week.
Right.
If sometime between last week and this week, if someone just could have put Amanda instead of Peter, because I really can't remember these people's names.
Okay.
Okay. Now here comes Lisa, or excuse me, Mindy.
You said it was a little thing.
It started off being a little thing.
Right.
It started off being a little
thing. I agree.
Okay.
There was what?
Yes, Mindy.
This wasn't an issue last week. That's why I didn't think there was a problem, because we just...
Well, didn't it happen on the fly last week?
No. It was up just the same as it is this week, with the name of the person and the person...
So I guess I'm the one at fault, that I'm just supposed to remember that 2 weeks ago we changed. There's no need for anybody in the production on this show to put the different name of the piece on the paper.
It was 3 weeks ago.
I got you. But again, the point being, it's not on you. It's on... I see it's my fault that I didn't remember.
I don't think that's what I said.
Okay, thanks. You're right, it's not a big deal. Enjoy your sandwich. Amanda. Amanda.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, boy. Don't Buzz. Did you see Buzz's move? Buzz did one of these little things. Yeah. Yeah, I agree, Buzz. I totally agree.
Right, yeah. Sorry, my fault. I should have remembered. That's on me. It's on...
No, that was a... That was an interesting little exercise right there.
Wow.
Sure was.
That was an interesting little exercise.
Sure was. I hope you people can appreciate that for what it is, because I'm not going to go any further into it, because I saw the video. I saw the CBS video.
Not good for you.
You know, there's passing the buck, and then there's shooting it out of a cannon.
Yeah.
you know.
Hold on, here comes more.
The information you need is right on that screen, okay? Don't worry about this green sheet of paper. It's right there on the screen.
It should be both places.
Charlie? Hey, Mort. Hey, Mort. Nanu, Nanu.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, my. Oh, me, oh, my, oh.
Mike, yes, of course. It's my fault. I should have said it's on the screen. It's on the screen that, to the best of my knowledge, 3 days out of five doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the screen. Why would I look at the piece of paper that they put on in front of me on the plexiglass when, of course, it's on the very small computer screen?
You know, it might be my fault because I sit on my ass all day.
Well, we're making too much of this.
Right.
We're making too much of this. But I tell you, oh, Tammy, if you were here, would I give it to you, Tammy, because it's not her fault. But it's not any, I mean, it's not, well, it's somebody's fault. It's not a big deal. I brought it up like it's a goofing thing.
No, bringing up Tammy's name was inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree. She's the promotion director. She's the promotion
director. Completely inappropriate.
Anyway, so it's Randy and Amanda. And hold on, here's more.
You have no idea where I get this information from.
I was just told by Lisa that that came from Tammy. And it is inappropriate. Thank you. Oh, dear.
Well,
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness.
Wow.
I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
Wow. Okay. You know, I like to think that I prepare for the show, but apparently the fault's on me that I don't prepare enough.
And I don't know anything about what goes on around here.
You're off the hook, but as you see...
I don't know about anything that goes on around here. You know, yeah, and I know. And that's my effing choice!
I have notes that I've written
that's
here.
That's totally by my choice.
Joe. What the hell is Joe doing here?
Hi, Joe. Wants to argue about what I bring to the table, we can discuss.
What, Joe?
Would you like to blame me?
I don't think you're to blame, Joe.
Okay, just thought I'd offer my services.
Now, nice. Don't worry, you're left up on your own. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of chances to F stuff up. Jesus Christ. Okay. Let me see. What did I write down here on my screen? On my personal piece of paper, which is my screen. Opening segment, Lisa Gross out, lovey-dovey laptop. Mike and his kids we haven't gotten to yet. Code Orange. Leah Remedy, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Right. Uh-huh.
Ambulance Chaser, haven't gotten that yet. Next one, Joe Millionaire Recap, rip-off episode, No Choice Made. Our two Fox Jewelry finalists have their last two-minute roundtable discussion. That's what I wrote down in my show notes. But apparently, I got to remember that it's Randy and Amanda. So I don't do enough. Randy, Amanda. And I'm very fond of both of those guys. And I don't want this to turn into anything big or gigantic. And I don't want this to escalate. You'll pardon the pun, because that's what I drive outside. But really, I got to say, it falls back on me. Because really, I'm the producer of this show. I really am. These guys, they're all great. They're very good at problem solving and very good at tying up loose ends. And I'm a big one to walk in a room and say, this is what I want to do, and I want it done like this, and I'm going to do this contest now, and I'm going to do it like this. And the companies, you want to do this? They go, yeah, and they make it happen, and they're great. But really, the bottom line is I am, and I always have been, the producer. The ideas are mine. For the most part, if they're not, I'm glad to share the credit. So I will take the blame on this one.
Okay.
Blame me, Mike.
God damn it, Don.
That's not enough, Mike.
Why do you always F up?
I don't know.
You're supposed to say to me, you don't know what goes on.
Mike, you don't know what goes on.
I know. Bonus party.
Okay. So here they are now. Here is, in the role of Zora, Randy, and in the role of Sarah is Amanda.
Very good.
Hi there, kids.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
And if I remember correctly from last week, Sarah was very vocal, and she kind of blew our other guy out of the water here. So that's a challenge to him to get his two cents in this week.
And I would say that this week, rather than, and I don't want to lead you guys in this discussion, but rather than discuss the merits on who Evan should choose,
perhaps we can discuss the fact that last night's episode was a total waste of time.
Absolutely.
So anyway, now to fulfill our obligation with Fox Broadcasting, so we can give away the $2,000 necklace, here as Zora is Randy, and here as Sarah is Amanda, which I should have known. And go ahead, kids.
Hey, Sarah. What'd you think of that week walk he took you through the woods? The guy's supposed to be a multimillionaire. He didn't do anything with either one of us. I said we both dump him.
Well, I mean, that's a fine idea. And especially since, you know, obviously the guy doesn't have a single penny to his name. Because really, how uncouth. He can't even walk through the woods in a normal fashion. He's all sad and pathetic and please. And that whole show, now granted, I do like my stage time and I like to have the camera. But really, last night was pathetic.
The only thing that was good about last night was after the cameras were off and you was up in my room licking my thing.
Oh, that was please. Like, was give him your thing to lick.
Here they go.
Sorry, you were the most uptight. He couldn't even find your thing in between your clenched knees.
Okay, so I had the lights turned off. Big deal. That's the worst thing I do. You know, come on. You didn't run away.
Oh, lights come turned on. Off. I think you'd have to have kind of some kind of search beam for him to find where he was going. So the last thing you'd want to do is turn off the lights. Now, come on, look at that kiss you gave him last night. We had one little shot with him, and that's the best you could do? A kiss on the cheek?
Hey, I don't have to be kissing him. I don't have to do any of that stuff. I'm going to win without it. Just because you gave him the snatch in 20 minutes after you went through the date. Hey, hold on. Don't pull your pants down yet on national television. Oh, that was real good.
Yeah, well, you know, I just know how to please a man.
I know, too. We all know. Rob A., tell her how what she is.
So it was lame last night. So the show was hurting in a big old way. At least it showed the flashbacks that showed you as sad and pathetic and uptight
right.
as you are, you ice princess. And it showed me in the fabulous warm light that I am.
Better be uptight than slutty. Slutty is not way to be in life. Mom and Dad probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Oh, please. Your mother and father are sitting at home wondering what they did to raise such an ice princess. How cold could you possibly be to a man?
My parents live in a trail.
There it is. Oh, and sadly, we're out of time.
Oh, great job, kids, for this week.
Thanks.
Now, I have been told... Now, I hope this information is correct, because this is also on a green piece of paper and not on the screen. Watch the final episode of Joe Millionaire Monday night on Fox, 8 yeah. Eastern and 7 Central. It's a two-hour show, and we'll have both of you guys on next Tuesday, and one of you, either Randy or Amanda, will win the $2,000 necklace, courtesy of Fox TV. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Down there.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.
See you later. Another spirited discussion of Joe Millionaire, even though last night they didn't give us anything.
There you go. It's Randy and Peter. Excuse me. Randy and Amanda.
I thought it was Peter. No, stop it.
Kidding.
Kidding, of course.
Kidding, of course.
It's all sweetness and light.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could talk to Don and Mike about Joe Millionaire movie idea.
Okay. Yeah, maybe if you were bright enough to figure out.
I'm sorry, Don.
Disqualification. Sorry, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Rob, Sig Heil. Hey, question.
No.
This is a good time just to take a break.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Something tells me people will be coming in the studio during this break anyway.
Might be a good idea.
Yeah. So we'll do this and come back. Oh, Oscars. Yeah. Jesus.
Who does Oscar love this year?
Suck fast. Oscar loves suck. That's all I can say. And also, just think about your kids, which I want to hear about. And we need the couples for the Backwards Newlywed Game on Thursday. Uh-huh. And, Robert's coming in today for Black History Month.
Yeah.
So stay there. We'll fix this. We'll get the right colored paper here, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I've had enough this here with the like.
to you people.
They duck hard and lavish attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
Yeah, we try. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Chris, the insane gambler. I don't know if you remember me. You shaved my head, or your team there shaved my head over a Caps Penguins bet.
Not really?
Ago, black dude.
Oh, I remember that. Right, yeah. I remember you, right. Oh, and you also thought, what team got hot?
Minnesota Twins.
You thought the Minnesota Twins were going to win the World Series last year.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You know, I'm actually calling you because I wanted to make up for my bet, but I'm really upset that you got that guy, Robert, the angry mailman, representing black folks on Black History Month. That's disgusting.
Well, now, what is disgusting? Robert is one of our favorite people.
I understand that, but the problems that he brings to your show... I mean, that's just like, you know, for Black History Month, for such an important, you know, an important...
Let me reassure all the Negroes listening right now, all of the brothers and sisters that are listening, that today, thank you for the laugh, on Black History Month, we have a segment set up for Robert. We have a phoner.
Robert's going to be doing a phone bit.
Okay, so we've got a guy who thinks he's God.
And are you one of the many people that have a problem with Robert?
Only because of his problems. Like, he's always coming on there talking about women and blah, 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 and all these kinds of things. And
are you saying that...
That's indicative of everybody.
Are you saying that Robert's problems might be somewhat stereotypical?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't
have the guy who got his penis cut off in Manassas on your show for White History Month.
Well, first off, there is no such thing as White History Month. And if... the guy's name was Bobbitt?
We
did try to have him on the show, but he wanted $5,000, and we weren't going to pay him. Really, this is ridiculous. If you want to know the truth behind the scenes, we're going to have a couple of guys on this month, a couple of friends of ours, Tony Perkins. And
I absolutely love him. He's a great guy.
James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
Another great.
They're going to come on, and they're going to seriously discuss Black History Month, but we're going to have fun with it.
Okay, I understand. Okay. I was misunderstanding
right.
this
Goodbye.
First. I apologize.
Goodbye, Chris. Goodbye.
But Robert is going to be here today, correct?
Yes, he's coming in. We have a bit ready for him.
Is he bringing his lasagna with him?
I don't know. Hey, Don and Mike.
So I can violate
hey, Don and Mike.
Diet one more time.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Jerry. I want to wish happy birthday to the Crotch Cricket, and hope he keeps dating the horse. Bye.
The who?
I don't follow this.
The whores. Oh, now that's not right.
I don't follow this.
Gang code. The Crotch Cricket?
Mm-hmm. Who's the Crotch Cricket?
Another gang member.
I know it's not your birthday, Buzz. I know you're a Crotch
right.
Cricket, but I know it ain't your birthday.
Now months away.
Okay. Today they announced... I'll take one more. What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. This is John Bobbitt. I've had a change of heart. I'm willing to come on for free now.
Too bad. Bye, John. Thanks for the call, though.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it.
I'm looking at the celebrity birthdays, and to the best of my knowledge, the Crotch Cricket must be Burt Reynolds, who is 67 today.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can I win a prize if I'm under 21?
Pardon me?
Can I win a prize? Like Tinker Sound?
You have to enunciate your words better to ask your question. We can't understand you.
Can I win a prize if I'm under 21?
30-day stay in a rehab center.
You couldn't win a prize if you were under 71.
Okay. You could win a prize if we were having one of our retard parades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Yeah.
Learn to speak clearly.
Bye-bye.
Put a little effort into it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I say he's a father
hey,
inside
up,
of 6 months.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what happened to the goddamn pictures I'm supposed to see? Why don't somebody around here make a concerted effort? It's not on the phone.
Yeah, okay, he's trying to do the Casey Kasem thing with the rave out thing. The Oscars. I don't know why I do this. I get up. Yeah, I'm up anyway.
You don't get up at that hour,
no,
dude.
No, but I mean, I make a concerted effort
right.
to watch the goddamn Oscar nominations. Mm-hmm. And it's all the... first off, a lot of these movies I've not seen.
True.
You haven't
seen The Pianist?
No. Mike, I like calling it The Pianist.
The Pianist.
The Pianist.
The Pianist.
I've not seen The Pianist. I've not seen any of the...
The Hours.
I
haven't seen Chicago.
The Hours, Chicago.
Right. About Schmidt, have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Here's my only bitch about the Academy Awards. I understand that there are a bunch of old people who don't get out, and they think it's an art thing, that you're the highest form, the best... The best acting, Meryl Streep, has broken Katharine Hepburn's string. BFD, she breaks a string every month when she pulls the tampon.
Oh! Wow!
All I ask of the Academy Awards is a category, and you can even name it after me if you want. No. Don Geronimo category. Just categories for dumb people and the movies that the Oscar panel considers to be dumb.
You don't even have to put it in the dumb category. You put it in the action-adventure category.
No, just movies that made tons of money.
Would it be an actual Oscar statue, or would it look like Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, it would be a dumb guy.
The face would be modeled after Brendan Fraser.
I mean, I'm just going to use Spider-Man as an example.
Spider-Man.
Now, here's a movie that made, last year, almost $500 million. You go out on the street and you ask just about anybody,
right?
Have you seen Spider-Man? Oh, yeah. What'd you think of it? Loved it. How many nominations? Zero. You know why? Because it's not some thumb-up-your-ass period piece from 1935 with goddamn Juliette Moore.
I think it got one for, like, effects.
Doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't count.
Oh, now special effects, but, you know, those Oscars have been given to all of your favorite movies over the years.
But that's where they bury them. Mm-hmm. So that they'll be able to say, no, we do recognize films like Spider-Man.
Trying to think of blockbusters that have one. One I can use that's off the top of my head is
the only one's Titanic.
Well, you know, and I count kind of Silence of the Lambs as a big blockbuster that was.
And how long ago was that movie, Mike?
I'm not
12,
sure how long.
12 years ago?
12 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, every year.
Titanic was a blockbuster, won the Best Picture.
West Side Story.
Gandhi.
Gandhi was not a blockbuster.
No, it was not, was it? It was not a critic.
Box office
success.
No, that's all I'm saying is have a separate category.
Every now and then it happens where you get the one that everybody went to see is the one that wins the Academy, but it doesn't happen all the time.
Please, just one time, just have the category for the movies that most people who pay the exaggerated prices to go see actually liked. Because we spend $8 for a freaking ticket. We pay $6 for popcorn that costs approximately 2 cents to make.
True.
And they sell us watered-down soda pop for $3.25, when you can buy a six-pack for $1.79 if you go into CVS.
You know what's frustrating is these movies that get nominated are movies that quite often are not in wide release. And even if you wanted to go see them when they're nominated, I like to watch the Academy Awards when I've seen almost every movie that gets nominated.
Right.
And this year is one of those years, and it happens like every other year, where you've got what you say. You've got so many of these movies that might even be called art house films that are nominated, and the general public can't relate. So what it is exactly what you're saying. I'm just saying it in a different way. It's this club, this kind of elitist club, because you don't get a chance to see them. And I like to see every movie that's out there.
And they were saying that this is the first year that I think of the five movies that were nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. Only one of the movies was produced by a major film company, and it was half Miramax and half somebody else.
Was that Chicago?
Yeah, and the rest of them were these small independent jobs. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Well, that's because the other studios are into making movies that regular people who go to the movies for escape entertainment go to watch and pay the money to see. I hate Oscar.
They don't give regular people a chance to see any of the movies that get nominated. Many of
Blockbuster would probably be Godfather would be probably the last movie that was an absolute bona fide $1 million, $2 million movie that won Best Film.
Didn't Jaws get a couple nods even just for nomination?
I think so.
So that was also.
Well, how long was that? 20 years ago?
25 years ago.
Well, and Titanic, of course, was the most recent one. That was the big blockbuster, and you boycotted Titanic.
I did not. Never saw it.
Yeah.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Braveheart and Unforgiven both won Best Picture.
Oh, okay. Those are two blockbusters.
And I would say that
Braveheart was.
That happened. Yeah. Unforgiven was not. Here's what you do. You go to one of these websites, and hey, Buzz, this is good for you. Some homework.
All right.
I'd like a list of the top 10 grossing films from the last 10 years, just to make my point. Okay. I'm sure you go to movies.com or something. Print that out and get that right in here. Anyway, pissed off. It's
a, so you're basing your argument on the fact that the good movies are the ones that make the most money.
Well, there should at least be a category for that, saying these are the movies that we
like.
What would
you call the category?
Dumbass films. You know, and in the dumbass category, we have Spider-Man. You know, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Harry Potter. You know, all these movies that made a gazillion billion dollars. So while Buzz is doing that, you know, thank God my kid's almost out of school. He's a senior now, and then he'll be off to college. He's got all kinds of, you know, choices of where he's going to be going to college. He's not made that selection yet.
Right.
Mike has got the entire thing still in front of him.
Yeah, and I.
But today he got a phone call, and he played it for me up in the office. I don't want to steal your story, but it is a funny as S phone call.
Well, this is just like going over, and you know, it's teacher conference time, and I was going over some of the. Questions I had about, you know, one of the areas where my daughter had a little trouble was in the Spanish area, and she's in second grade. That still kind of blows me away. I wasn't taking Spanish in second grade. And I was going over this report card, and I see the grades, and I wanted to find out what the deal was. So on the report card, when I signed it for her overall report card, I wrote a little note where the Spanish thing was, and I said, you know, I'm curious about this. Give me a call. And I got a call from the Spanish teacher, and I just thought it was completely whacked in my mind that the Spanish teacher that my daughter has this French accent that is just, I mean, like it's completely a French accent.
He played it for me. He's not exaggerating.
I'm not going to play because, I can't do that, but I will tell you that it absolutely blew me away. And, you know, I have yet to have the conference, but it just was kind of odd to me. That you would have this incredible. Shouldn't the French teacher have the French accent?
Yes. Oui.
I mean, and you know, maybe
hello,
that's.
Oh, maybe. Bonsoir.
I suddenly, you know, was saying, well, maybe that's why there's a little difficulty, you know, but I have no idea. You know, I mean, I just know it just kind of irritated me a little bit, and then, don't call after a certain hour. That always gets me, too, with a teacher, you know, because I work till that hour, you know, and so.
I only request, please, do not call after 7:30.
Yeah, it's, you know, it just drives me nuts, and, you know, it's the whole thing. You're going through that, and it makes me it makes me crazy. Certain things make me crazy.
Of the last, here's the all-time 50 top highest-grossing movies ever. You tell me how many Academy Awards, okay?
I'll tell you whether I like the film too. Can
first
I do that?
Titanic, which, as you know, won, and I'm not responsible for that. But that was
what was his line? What was?
King of the world.
I'm king of the world.
Yeah. But anyway, I agree with that because everybody went to see it. That should have won.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Star Wars, which didn't win Best Picture of the year. I'm positive.
Right.
No. I think it won for effects.
Then you have
probably
the third highest grossing movie of all time, E.T., which, again, did not win the Academy Award.
I'm not even sure whether it was nominated, but it might have been.
Fourth best grossing movie of all time is Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Again, but again... Mike, $431 million.
Can I do that though?
Sure.
I mean, when there's one like that, can I go?
No, and I'm no fan of that either.
Yeah, but that was a piece of crap.
One thing you need to keep in mind on this list is these are not adjusted dollars, so these movies are going to skew more recent because these are $9 tickets as opposed to $4.
Well, and also every movie except The Phantom Menace was one that
Let me go through. They got Spider-Man.
Good movie. And Rob and I had a date to that movie. I always remember that, Rob, in New York City.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, great movie.
Not a nomination. Forrest Gump. Now, there's a reason this movie got nominated. Because Tom Hanks played a retard. That's why that movie got nominated.
A retarded person, please.
A retard.
Oh, God.
A retard.
All right. There we go. Nice compromise.
A retard. Lion King. Eighth highest grossing picture of all time. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. This is the only one that breaks my argument. This movie did get nominated today as a best
picture.
Best picture.
And you know what? Having seen it recently, I don't get it.
Yeah. Then you
I really don't get it.
Then you have Harry Potter.
All right.
Which didn't make it. The first Lord of the Rings, Star Wars Attack of the Clones, Return of the Jedi, Independence Day, Sixth Sense, which would have been a great best a picture of the year.
Sixth Sense was nominated. I'm almost certain the Sixth Sense was nominated. Are you getting the ones that were nominated every year?
Best Picture?
I think I'm almost positive it was nominated for Best Picture.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I have been. I think I was wrong earlier in today's show with a green piece of paper, Mike. It's been proven.
Don, I know that.
Then you have The Empire Strikes Back, Home Alone, and certainly that movie doesn't deserve a nomination. But again, there should be a category for the movie we like, we idiot fans like the most. Then Shrek, which just got computer animation awards.
Right.
Jaws, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. So out of the top 20 grossing movies...
Oh, the Grinch movie sucked, too.
But it made $260 million, so a lot of dumb people went to see it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know,
so you have,
I'm not sure I agree with you.
You have Titanic, Forrest Gump, are the only two movies on the all-time list that have won the Oscar for Best Picture. Two out of the 20. All I'm saying is, just give us a category.
Well, they, you know what? They don't need a category because they made all that money. The category is the producers going to the bank and going ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, I just hate, I hate the whole Oscar thing, the whole snob, the whole holding your pinky in the air and, you know, it's with a penis.
Haven't you been to a movie, though, where you were, like, really, like, blown away by, like, a performance of somebody and you kind of, like, if you saw that performance, you'd really be rooting for the person to, you know, if you were really moved by it or
yeah,
it affected you. You know,
I'll
I know that you've had movies
I'll
like
give
that.
You a good example of a movie that I thought was fantastic. Jive and Hokey.
The Water Boy.
No, but you know I did love that. Remember the Titans.
You laughed, you cried.
Denzel Washington, Remember the Titans.
Great movie.
Now that movie, that to me, that's an emotional movie.
Did he get nominated? I think he got nominated.
He did not. He did not. He won for Training Day only because they stiffed him every other year. Just like this year, Paul Newman or Michael Caine's going to win.
He was incredible in Training Day, though. I mean, as a bad guy.
He was, but he's had better movies. Yeah,
he's had better movies, yeah.
The thing,
but I'm just saying, you know, he was nominated for Best Actor.
And then Julia Roberts did that whole thing of Denzel Washington doesn't get an Oscar. We don't deserve to have the Oscars. So it's one of those things that kind of gave it to him for his body of work.
Well, don't you... When I watch the Academy Awards, I always think that maybe the fix is in. I really think that there's always... They seem to always go with the sentimental favorite. And
this is why you're going to see, like, that old Phoebe Paul Newman win for Road to Parrot...
Perdition. And Road to Perdition, I mean, Paul Newman was okay in that. He wasn't bad in that movie, but he was the best thing in it. But that movie was a stinker.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Sixth Sense didn't deserve to win. It was retarded. It was made by a Hindu. Come on.
I don't care, but did it win the Academy Award?
It wasn't nominated.
It wasn't nominated at all?
Okay.
You didn't like The Sixth Sense?
That was a great movie. God damn, that was a good one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, guys? Love your show, man.
Thank you.
Listen, best movie, hands down, almost of all time, top five, Armageddon. Never got nominated.
Now,
or as Rudy Marsky from USA Today said, Armageddon.
I've seen Armageddon.
Which one? I get them, they run together.
That's
Independence
the Bruce
Day and
Willis
Armageddon.
One. That's the Bruce Willis one where the comet is heading towards Earth and he has to fly into space to bust it wide open.
That's not...
Drop a nuke in it.
What is the one where... Tia Leone is in it.
That is Final. That's the one with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And Tia Leone, and they're basically the same.
Yeah.
Basically the same movie.
We are all going to die.
Why?
We are going to die because we're running out of time.
Hello, Don. Mike's show.
I was going to mention about Forrest Gump winning Best Picture.
I already told you. It's a retard thing. It's the retard thing.
Oh, come on.
Play a retard, get an Oscar nomination. I throw as my last piece of evidence to the jury, Sean Penn in I Am Sam. Please. More people went to see that movie than Sean Penn had been married to. Or the other way around. Sean Penn has been married to more people than actually went to see I Am Sam. He got the nomination because he played a tard. That's it. You want an Oscar? Play
every time. Don't ever indicate to you subtly that I don't like that word, because you'll say it again and again and again and again. You're a retarded guy. Can't you just say a retarded guy?
What's the difference between a retarded guy and
retard? Offensive. It's just offensive.
To who? They don't know.
People that have that predicament.
They don't know. They don't know.
That have people in their families that have that predicament.
Well, they should listen to the show, then.
All right. Okay, fine.
Retards? Excuse me. Retarded guys.
Thank you.
Retarded guys and gals.
And you know what? We both, when we were talking about Forrest Gump, did not jump on that bandwagon for
Forrest Gump. We were the only two guys in America that said, hey,
I didn't think it was a good movie.
Forrest Gump is not good.
You had a screening the morning it opened, an Elvis-style screening, and you walked out of the theater. I remember this, shaking your head.
Mm-hmm.
You said, this is horrible.
We don't get it.
And you know what the greatest screening was? Do you remember when we had this? We had a screening for a movie, I think it was an Arnold movie, and I said, do you mind if I go over to the other theater and watch another movie? But do you remember what the Arnold movie was? Was it an Arnold movie?
Yeah, it was.
It was an Arnold movie.
And you went to see...
Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
And that was and it was just me and a couple other people in the
you
theater.
You and Charlie Stoffel one.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the Tay Leone and Morgan Freeman is a Deep Impact.
That's a...
Deep Impact. It's a porno.
Yes, and basically the same premise as Armageddon.
Right.
Except that Morgan Freeman has great sex with Tia Leone.
Deep. Hello there. Would you like to see the Deep Impact?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you. I wanted to ask Don about one of his favorite movies, Heat. Now, that was a movie that did get nominated for Best Picture, and it did deserve it. But I don't know if it made.
I don't believe that. You're talking about the Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
I remember that vividly. It was nominated for Best Picture, but it never had.
No way. No way.
You can check into it.
No friggin' way.
I know how religious you are about watching that, and I'm the same.
I love that movie, but there's no friggin' way Heat. What do you want to bet?
You name it, man.
I'll bet you $100 Heat was not nominated for Best Picture.
Done, sir.
Done?
Can we find that out?
Hold on a second.
I don't think it was.
Put it in the book.
Hold on
a second. I thought The Sixth Sense was, but I was wrong about that.
Should be easy enough to find. What year was Heat out?
4 years ago?
Longer than that. Maybe.
Really?
93, 94.
Buzz, can you do a search? Just put in Heat.
Yeah, I've already got a list here.
Okay, Buzz is working on this now. Just put in the movie Heat, and I guarantee you, it was not... I mean, not that it didn't deserve it, but it wasn't nominated for an Academy Award of any kind.
I'm pretty sure it was, and also the director was nominated, too.
And,
Michael Mann.
You're going to lose $200 to me.
You know what his name is?
What?
Mr. Mann.
I wonder if he's related to Charles.
Wow.
Man, oh, what were the sausages?
Man, it's right there. We still have the label.
Man, sausages. Buzz, you able to find that information?
Yeah, Heat was 1995. It was directed by Michael Mann. Let's see what we've got here.
Man, you hear these movies, you realize that old clock on the wall sure is moving fast.
And
I'm looking for the Academy Award information. There's a lot of information here about the movie, but I haven't seen that yet.
You know what?
I'm going to leave you on hold. Maybe hold, it's hold just on. I'll come back to you.
Where's the nomination for Powder?
And what about Snatch?
Snatch, yeah. And Mr. Holland's Opus.
What about Pootie Tang?
Pootie Tang.
So am I. What about The Ladies' Man?
Pootie Tang is funny.
The Ladies' Man is almost as good as Waterboy.
And Oscar hates Zoolander.
Hey, that movie with Chris Rock and Bernie Mac, I think, is going to be funny. Funny,
oh,
funny.
The president thing?
Yeah, really think it. I hope it is.
What's the premise?
Chris Rock is like an alderman that gets nominated to run for president.
I know the whole thing is just repulsive to
Rob
hates it that there's a black guy who's president on our favorite TV show, 24.
I'll take you to see it, Rob.
For God's sake.
Okay,
Buzz, you got that info?
If it was nominated for any kind of award, it's not mentioned by IMDb on the page that concerns that movie.
All right, Chris.
Well, I was going to say, if you go to like Amazon or something, like you're going to buy it, they might have a little more information.
All right.
I'll try that.
If the movie came out in what year?
95.
So you go to the Oscars, 1996. Here comes Lisa. She's got it.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, I've got the information. Excuse me. 1996, it was nominated for CFCA Award for Best Picture. I don't know what that is. In 96, CAS Award for Achievement in Sound.
But not Oscar.
1997, the Young Star Award for Outstanding Young Performer of Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, okay, you owe me $100.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So when am I getting that?
Let's see. I'll try to get it to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. No checks, please.
No problem.
Natalie Portman.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And incidentally, so you don't think I'm a bad guy, all the money that I win from our listeners will go towards buying duct tape and plastic
and water and canned food for our safe house.
The Don and Mike listeners will not be contaminated listeners.
For our safe room. Now, we have to switch gears here because we, you know, we're doing a bunch of stuff for Newlywed Game on Friday. We've got the Senior Bachelorette set. We've got Anna. We've got the 10 guys. That's happening Friday. We also have a contest that we're going to do on Thursday that we've played one time before, but we did it when we were doing the midday show, so maybe a lot of you guys didn't hear it.
The only music bed, when you play this, I swear to God, it's like I'm like a dog hearing a high-pitched whistle. It's impossible for me to concentrate.
It's the backwards Newlywed Game theme. What we're going to do is play for $1,000 in cash.
What?
For the winning couple. $1,000, Mike.
Very good.
And a diamond pendant necklace, courtesy of Mervis Diamond Importers.
Oh, Ronnie.
1-800-HER-LOVE, that's the number. We want couples that are separated and divorcing. Couples that are separated and divorcing.
All right.
And then you come down. Well,
I can't play.
You were okay with the bid last year.
I can't play.
No, you can't play. Mm-hmm. You know it would be great if you played.
Yeah.
But I bet you couldn't get the missus to play.
No, I probably couldn't.
And besides, you couldn't play because
she'd love to play, probably.
You're an employee, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I can't win.
You couldn't play.
You know, really, that would be nothing but humiliation for me.
So yeah. If you are a guy, a gal out there, and you're still... There you go. If you're still on halfway decent terms... Yeah, maybe Rob will play next year. If you're still on halfway decent terms with your separated significant other or soon-to-be-divorced significant other...
In many cases, separated is soon-to-be-divorced.
It is a chance to win $1,000 and a diamond pendant. There's no nudity involved in this, but we do ask very probing and very private questions. We'd love to have three separated/divorcing couples.
We're looking for a deep impact.
To come down and be on the show on Thursday. So if you are separated or divorcing and you can get in touch with the plaintiff, give us a call at 877-365-3636. And maybe we can get these three couples right now, right here.
Very good.
Confirm this deal up. We'll play it on Thursday. The backwards Newlywed Game. And call us now and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with floating particles. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, you be the judge here. Last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
1990, Best Picture, Dances with Wolves. Wasn't a huge money maker. I think it's an art film. Epic. I'll just give you my opinion.
Okay. I didn't mind it. I don't know whether it deserved Best Picture.
But it's one of those politically correct things.
Mm-hmm.
91. Silence of the Lambs. Yes, Americans went to see that. We bought tickets.
In every category, that movie deserved it. It was one of the best horror thrillers I've ever seen.
92. Unforgiven. Question mark.
I don't get that.
Because Clint Eastwood hadn't won an Oscar in a long time.
But even after seeing the movie, I never understood that one.
93, Schindler's List. Do I have to explain this to you people why that one? Okay.
Yeah, an incredible movie. Though.
Yeah, but you can't put out even that year. You had other good movies like Philadelphia, which was about AIDS.
Right.
You had. The Holly Hunter movie, The Piano, which was awful, one of those critics loved.
Mm-hmm.
You had great Tommy Lee Jones and Harrison Ford, The Fugitive.
Right.
But I put Schindler's List down because you have to. Because you can't not give the Oscar to Schindler's List.
Well, and also, the one thing about Schindler's List, anybody that went to see it, you know how people reacted in the theater to that movie. It's the only movie I ever went to see where everybody sat in the theater for, like, 10 minutes afterwards. It was uncanny. I've never seen anything like it.
94, Forrest Gump, I've already told you. Retarded guy.
Thank
you. That's for Mike.
Thank you.
95, Braveheart. Now, Braveheart, you're either going to find people love it or hate it.
Right? What was nominated against Braveheart?
I only have the winners.
Oh, you just have the winners?
I'll tell you some of the other great movies that were out that year.
Okay.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Dead Man Walking.
Right.
The Usual Suspects with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, great movie.
And Mighty Aphrodite.
Yeah.
Some of the other good movies that were
And Braveheart won.
96.
They will never take our freedom.
Here we go. 96. The English Patient. Right, my ass.
Now that one?
Yeah. 97, Titanic. Okay, everybody went to see it. 98, Shakespeare in Love. Please. And 99, American Beauty, which was a movie that I'm not going to trash because we loved it.
Right.
But generally speaking, it was not a box office smash.
Not a blockbuster, right.
People were not even into that movie until it's one of those few times it gets the nomination, people see it, and then they think, oh, wow, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And that speaks to what you were saying about the private club, because what they do is they'll put these movies, if they win, then they'll show them on more screens. But right. They won't, you know, it's just like, well, people can't handle that.
And a lot of this is these old, decrepit people who were on the Oscar board. They don't go to the movies to watch these movies.
They get them sent to them.
Yeah, they get a videotape.
Right. They certainly don't have DVD.
DVD is, you know, way out of there.
They get them on Betamax.
So anyway, that's what's happened the last 10 years. And it just, you know, just give us a category for dumb people. You know, all of us dumb people that watch Spider-Man.
Does the dumb category have to be a blockbuster or just dumb movies?
I think it has to be a blockbuster.
Has to be a blockbuster.
Has to be the blockbuster. The movies that made tons of cash that people lined up for days to see.
Dumb guy blockbusters.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Amen. Now, on to the backwards newlywed game.
Yes.
Where we get divorcing and separated couples playing for $1,000 and a diamond pendant.
Ah.
And they'll be playing on Thursday as part of our Valentine's Day two-day extravaganza. Let's first welcome Jason from Baltimore.
I'm Mike.
On WJFK-AM. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, guys?
Now, we're doing great. Are you separated or divorcing?
Yes.
Which or both?
Separated for a year, and she's in the process of doing the divorce proceedings now.
All right. Now, have you contacted her to ask her how she would feel about coming out?
Yeah, I called her last night after hearing about the contest on the show yesterday.
And what is the lovely lady's name?
Amy.
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 How long were you guys married?
Since 95, so 7 going on 8 years.
All right, I'm not going to ask what happened because that's part of the magic of the backwards newlywed game.
Yes. I think you could probably ask whether he was the dumper or the dumpy, and then he could go into the details.
No, not even that.
Really?
Well, let me put you on hold for a second.
All right.
That's one of our great questions, one of the answers. Last questions is always, who's to blame for the relationship?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was the big, the culminating question.
Yeah, so,
sorry about that.
Jason, don't worry about that. We'll see you on Thursday.
Gotcha.
All right, hold on, please.
Don, I can never even discuss this game without clouting up.
Here now is Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how you doing?
And you are from where?
Fairfax.
All right, WJFK FM. And
hello, Jennifer.
Are you separated? Are you divorcing?
Both.
Court's
on the 28th of February.
All right, so this is a done deal. Now, have you called him to ask him how he'd feel about this?
Yeah.
And he's cool with it?
Yeah.
And what would his name be, Jennifer?
Jeff.
What?
Jeff?
Jeff, yeah.
Jeff. Jennifer and Jeff. How long were you guys married?
3 years.
3 years. Babies marrying babies.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, great.
Okay, hold on a second. Never a problem. You know, I always think this is going to be the hardest bit to find people to play. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Don.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Hagerstown, Maryland.
Hagerstown, Maryland, on WARK.
AM 1490.
Right on. Separated, divorced?
We've been separated since last May, and she is making me pay for the divorce, and I haven't rounded that up yet, so that's in the works.
Have you contacted her about coming down here and playing the game?
Yeah, man. I talked to her on Friday.
What would the lovely lady's name be, Mark?
Alicia.
Alicia,
okay. Wonderful. Hold on a second, and we'll take one more. We'll take a backup couple.
Did we find out how long Mark and Alicia have been married?
No, we didn't, Mike. You're right. Hey, Mark?
Yes, sir.
How long were you guys married?
We were married for 4 years.
All right. 4 years. Okay, hold on a second. And let's get one more couple, the backup couple. And if all four show up,
all the better.
Very good.
We'll go with four. Jerry.
Radio Gods.
Jerry, hey, where are you from?
Right now, Milford, Delaware.
So you are listening. You could be listening on
96 Rock.
96 Rock. Okay, gotcha. Are you separating, divorcing? What is it?
Separating and on the way to being divorced.
When you say separating, are you separated?
Oh, we are separated, yes. Oh, yeah.
Very good.
How long have you been separated?
I got fired the week before Christmas.
And is that when it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry.
Oh, my.
Wow. Jerry, hurry down here, that's okay? Rough. Godspeed.
Yeah, tell the cop on the day you're driving here that we've given you a special exemption to drive to drive as fast as you possibly can.
Jerry,
done and done.
Jerry, what's her name?
Her name is Amy.
Huh.
Amy.
All right.
All right. Hold on, Jerry. We'll see you on Thursday.
How many years married, Jerry?
4 years married. We were together 13.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Yeah, we lived in Seattle for a while.
Well, you know, there's so many questions that I want to ask, but they'll all come out in the wash on Thursday.
Yes, they will.
All right.
No last names, please.
Of course. Never. Never on this show, my friend.
Thank Jerry, you, Don and Mike. That pleases me great.
No one has to know that, Mr. Edwards.
Jerry Edwards. Jerry's just sitting at the kitchen table smoking those Marlboro Reds.
Hold on a second, Jerry. All right, well, I think that we got four couples.
Yeah, with the Clarks, that makes four.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello, this is Mike Landis. If you have the chance to sleep...
If you're going
to
do a bit, get a better phone.
Yeah. Get a better phone. Okay, then we've got our four couples.
Excellent.
And we're set for the backwards newlywed game, which these couples will be playing. And it's just like the regular newlywed game, where we ask the husband's questions and the wives come in and try to match.
Right.
And then we send the wives out, the husband's answer, and the wives try to match. And then at the end, the couple that's gotten the most right, they win the diamond pendant and they get $1,000 and they play for some extra fantastic bonus prize. It's Jason and Amy, together for 7 years from Baltimore. Jennifer and Jeff, together 3 years from Virginia. Mark and Alicia from Hagerstown, Maryland, 5 years together. Jerry and Amy from Delaware, total time together, 13 years.
Wow.
Right.
Amazing. So they'll all be here on Thursday for the backwards newlywed game. And like I said, the first time we did this bit was last year when we were doing the midday show.
It was great.
So a lot of you guys are listening to us in the afternoon were not able to hear that last year. I think you'll like it.
It's wonderful because there's just a tremendously interesting dynamic. And each couple, I mean, we are talking tremendous differences in the way the couples relate to one another.
And we end up finding an awful lot about exactly what happened and who was to blame. And
I think our winning couple last year, I got the distinct impression that guy, you know, wanted things to work out, but it just wasn't going to happen.
Even while they were here. There you go. He wanted things to work out, but it wasn't meant to happen.
But he came back later on and won some kind of eating game, I think.
He won the eating contest to win the trip to Vegas.
A good guy, too, the one. Yeah. I was glad that he won.
Nice guy from Philadelphia. So that's Thursday, and then Friday we've got the 10 guys for the Senior Bachelorette. So we're set for Valentine's Day this year. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, two separate days, two separate things happening.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, hi.
It's Chris.
Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Which
Seattle?
One? Yeah. Dude, I think I'm going to have to quit my job, man.
Hey, hold on. Chris, you got to speak up.
I can't sell any meat, man.
You're still having trouble? How much meat have you sold?
In my pocket, about $50.
$50 worth of meat. And how long have you had the job?
3 weeks. I can't sell it, man. I don't know what to do. Yeah,
you're not going to make a living doing that.
Are you on a payphone or a cell phone, Chris?
Payphone. Remember me and my brother got in a fight on the Natchez River, and I lost my cell phone.
Yeah, he threw the phone into the river.
Right.
The river.
That's right.
He smashed me with his rod, and when I swung at him, my cell phone swung off my holder.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have any steaks in the trunk of your car today?
Yeah, I just can't sell them, dude. I don't know why.
Well, give out your location, and maybe some of our listeners in Seattle will come by and buy some of your rotted meat.
It's not rotted, Don.
I'm kidding, of course.
It's frozen, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know if I can sell it. I can put a free sign on it and probably can't get rid of it. I don't know why.
How did the other guys sell it?
I don't know. I try to be personal and nice. And
uh-huh. You mean personable?
Yeah.
Is it human? Is it human meat, Chris?
It's human flesh.
No.
No?
Hey, when you lost your cell phone, you were standing on the bridge with your brother, right?
No, we were in the river fishing.
Well, you were in the river.
A boat.
Yeah.
Down by the river.
In the river.
Chris, where are you at right now? Let's give out your location. Pop that trunk open. I bet we sell some steaks right now in Seattle.
Maybe you guys can help me or something. I mean, I'm down, I'm in Fife, and I'm off of the Highway 99 exit in Fife, right next to the...
Did you say you're in Fife?
Yeah, I'm in Fife.
That's what Andy used to say all the time.
Who is that?
Andy Griffith.
And Barney Fife.
Oh.
See, Barney was always the catcher, and Andy was always the pitcher.
Absolutely.
Right? Why, they live over here?
Don't worry about it, Chris.
Yeah, they're from Seattle. They're two famous gay guys from Seattle. You never heard of them, Andy Griffith and Barney Fife?
I think my dad talked about them.
Yeah, sure.
They're famous, famous gay men.
Andy was always in Fife.
Oh.
Oh.
And don't forget the love triangle with Otis.
Yes.
But Otis had a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, when they gave that expression in the drunk tank,
yeah,
it meant something totally different in Mayberry.
You'd be in Otis.
Oh.
Just like you'd be in Fife.
Right.
I have no idea what to do.
The next time you want to call a guy a fag, just say, "Hey, you're Andy Griffith."
Okay.
Or say, "Hey, you're Barney Fife."
Are you tracking with this, Chris?
You want me to call a guy next to me, Andy Griffith?
Yeah. Hey, Rob, give me the theme song. I remember the words of the theme. It's on cart over there somewhere.
It's a big colored band.
Oh, you mean me?
Did we
hear? Yeah, we heard the lyrics to it, and then we made up our own, didn't we?
I know we have some lyrics.
Come on,
over there, Robbie.
Bye.
Right over there. It's got a blue label, a pink label on it.
Fishing hole.
Say it's Mayberry.
Put it in my...
I had it the other day. There. Right, here it goes. And it goes something... No, I need the song. You got the wrong...
That's it. The fishing hole.
No. The musical says Mayberry.
Oh, the Mayberry bed.
The cartridge,
oh, okay.
Yes. The Mayberry bed.
Come on, sip.
Okay. Are you still there, Chris?
Yeah, dude, I'm freaking out. I don't know what I'm waiting for.
Well, I'm gonna sit by the fish in a hole and put yourself inside my pole. No, hold on, that's not it.
This is it.
Do, do, do. Well, my name is Andy and I like Barney Fife. I like him so much I made him my wife.
Don't need to go any further than that.
Seattle, you're talking about?
Yes, these are two guys from Seattle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I have no idea. What do I do, guys? What am I supposed to do?
I thought there's a guy there that came because he heard you on the radio.
No, he's standing here. I wanted to know.
Well, my name's Andy's Barney Fife. I love him so much, I made him a wife.
Andy is getting his show on the air. He's so rich, he made Barney his bitch.
Take my wife on a trip. Say, bend over, you stupid old bitch. My name's Andy, he's Barney Fife. I'm the husband, he's my wife.
Oh, now, Barney, grab me hard. You're so fun, I'm a tough lord. Barney's a girl and I'm the man. Let's have fun and slam, slam, slam.
Okay, here we go. Hey now, Barney, can't you see? Who wants to do you? It's old Aunt Bee. She's got her whip and she's got her chain. Pull off her hair! It's the wig, it's the mane.
There's a reason we would never be rappers.
Well, my name is Andy, he's Barney Fife. I'm his husband, she's my wife.
Barney is the catcher and I pitch. That's why Barney is my bitch.
Almost time for our baby speeding. Wait, we can't have a baby. Barney's bleeding.
Bravo!
Excellent.
There you go. There you go.
Mayberry Gay song.
There you go.
MGS.
I'm glad we could help you, Chris. Good luck selling your meat. We got a break.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Right. Hey, did you help me find a job?
Call tomorrow, Chris. Okay, we got to go.
I like you guys.
Bye, Andy.
We like you.
Well, who's the other gay guy? It's Andy. What's the other guy's name?
Barney.
Right, Barney. Okay, bye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.
Yeah.
Next time, stand closer than 10 feet to the phone.
I am right here.
There you go. So if I say, bye, Andy, you say...
Call me tomorrow?
No. You say, if I say, bye, Andy, you say, bye, Barney.
Okay.
You want to try it with a mic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Andy.
Bye, Barney.
Very good.
Fags.
What?
Fags.
I'm not a fag.
Yes, you just said.
Uh-huh.
You're Barney Fife.
Said you're in Fife.
Okay, bye, Chris.
You guys knocked that off.
Right.
Yeah.
Bye, Chris. Knock that off. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No. Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drug.
How about fuck?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
That would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. With strawberries and lemons, I hear you pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales.
Anyway, welcome
Jesus
back again, Vic.
Right.
Chemicals.
So embarrassed to do this.
Dismiss.
Oh. So embarrassed.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is kind of a strange audience. Have you noticed that? How strange is it? Well, before the show tonight, a sweet elderly lady came up to me and says, you know, I'd like to capture you on canvas. I said, you mean to like to paint my portrait? She says, no, I've got an army cot in my Winnebago.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Let me see if we cut the Kit Kat at any hole.
I'll drink to that.
It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, gonna do our Johnny Carson thing here. Robert the Mailman is here wearing his Louis Farrakhan shirt and his ski mask and pepper spray.
I think it's his Special Forces ski mask, Don.
I'm not sure exactly what he's got planned. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm waiting for y'all to finally do some black history up on this show, man.
Well, hey, my brother, it's coming up on our next break.
Man, it's the shortest month of the year. Y'all going to do one day out the month. I need to hear some Ike Turner, some Sherman Hemsley, something like that.
All right, we'll cover you. Thank you, my friend.
Yo, Donnie, you ought to know because your brother's black. I'm surprised he ain't been screaming at you about that.
What's he talking about?
No idea.
Is Jimmy black?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, I didn't know.
Full afro.
I had no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Radio Gods.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi guys. Hey, this plastic that we got to put on our windows.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you have to have an oxygen supply or something in the house?
Sir, that topic has already been discussed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, has it?
Please try to join us every day at 3:00 when the show starts. From the tabloids. Mike, good news here.
Yes.
Or no, I take it back.
Bad news.
New amputation fears for Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh no.
As doctors fight to save her foot.
Yes. Oh, that! What a shame. She was such a good dancer.
Also, Patricia Heaton. Patty Heaton.
Is that an amputation?
She is just a queen bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, we had that C word on our show.
Yeah.
And she actually tried to get us fired. I swear on my kid's life.
That's true.
She tried to get us fired. Because
mm-hmm.
we wanted her to take the sex quiz. She wouldn't take the sex quiz.
Right.
Patty Heaton was at the American Music Awards. What, Robbie?
What? I was going
to
say,
you should refer to her as our boss used to refer to her.
Patty.
Patty.
Patty Heaton is at the American Music Awards, hosted by the Osbournes a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
She stormed out of the Shrine Auditorium.
Of course.
Quote, "I'm no prude, but this was such a vulgar and disgusting show."
Oh, God.
He is a prude. "What has passed for humor basically ranged from stupid to vulgar, and I thought, I'm not going to be a part of this. So I walked out, and I did." Yeah, dumb bitch.
She is, man, you'll see more of this. She got diva right before she came on our show, and then you've seen examples of it before.
I mean, and we have tapes when we have been out at CBS doing the dumb junket. When that show first came on the air, when we were telling her she was the hottest TV mom, and she was eating it up with a spoon.
Yep. Right.
And then we had her on the phone maybe one other time. She was nice. Mm-hmm. And then, out of the blue, we wanted to give her the sex quiz.
Right.
Man, she went off the deep end. She called Les Moonves. She called Mel Karmazin. She wanted us fired and taken off the air.
They call it Patty's Mean Streak.
Yeah, bitch on wheels.
PMS.
Here's another B.O.W., 310-pound Rosie collapses.
Oh, God.
And here's a nice current picture.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't look that much different.
Courtesy of the Enquirer. Well, take a look at these, Mike. I mean, she's
beefed up a little bit, but she was fat to start with.
Rosie's weight has hit an all-time high of 310 pounds.
310, wow.
310, 5'7" and 310.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I'm going to save this till tomorrow because it's too much. It's too great. It's got something about her fighting in front of her kids with her girlfriend.
Oh, no.
And her bad language. Oh. And I'm going to save this for tomorrow.
Very good.
Also from the tabloids, Johnny Carson's granddaughter is on welfare.
Oh, no.
Really?
So here is
that's not right.
Here's the picture of Johnny. Johnny is not aging very gracefully. And here's the woman that they're interviewing. And let me see. Johnny's son, Christopher, had sex with a girl named Crystal. And together they had a love child. The child is named T-A-N-E-N-A. How would you pronounce that?
Tania?
Tania. Tania. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Tania. Johnny Carson's granddaughter is scraping by on government handouts while multi-millionaire Johnny lives like royalty in his Malibu mansion.
Hello.
Pretty 16-year-old Crystal Carson is on welfare. That's the mom. Doctor bills are paid by the state of Florida. She eats free school lunches. Because, I got this backwards. Tania, that's the mom.
Oh.
Crystal is the daughter.
Oh, I see.
Is the granddaughter.
So Crystal is Johnny's granddaughter.
Yeah. And she eats free school lunches because her mom can't afford the bills. And now Florida officials are looking into forcing Johnny to get his son to pay his daughter's medical insurance. But what hurts Crystal most is that the brilliant honor student has not spoken to her grandfather for years since he abruptly hung up the phone and left her in tears. Now, they have quotes from her. I don't want his money. I want him to see him. I want him to be proud of me. Figured what grandfather wouldn't be proud of me? She has a 4.0 grade point average. Remember the ROTC? One time, Grandpa Johnny answered the phone and asked sarcastically, "Is this the Christina?" Then he hung up. Another time he screamed.
He said what? What did he say?
"Is this the Crystal?"
Oh, this the Crystal.
"Is this the Crystal?" Then he hung up. Another time he barked, "How did you get my blanking number?" And hung up. But worst of all was when he hung up on Crystal when she just wanted to say hello. He didn't say a word to her. She was devastated. I just watched as she sobbed her heart out. I'd be the happiest woman in the world if Johnny would just hold her and hug her. It's terrible for her to be a throwaway child to Grandpa Johnny Carson. 3 months ago, Crystal...
Such a tabloid story.
3 months ago, Crystal decided to try to see her father, Christopher Carson. He said, "Get off the property and never come back." So,
wow.
So this is the story of Crystal Carson. Here's the picture. These are her quotes. There's the mom that got knocked up by Johnny's son. And here is Grandpa Johnny, who will not take a call from his granddaughter, Crystal.
Oh, heartless bastard.
Well, we're going to find out as we welcome to the Don and Mike Show to try to make a real-life connection. Let's bring in Johnny.
Oh, wow.
Hi-oh!
It's wild. What?
Hey, great one. How you doing?
I've got some emphysema and a bit of a heart problem, but I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great, but
wild stuff here.
What is this deal that your granddaughter Christina?
I don't have a Crystal. I don't have a granddaughter.
Well, now hold on. Your son Christopher was married to this girl. Tanina.
You know, I was hearing something interesting the other day that was in the tabloid. And
yeah.
Which, not true. No, not true at all.
We are going to try now.
I don't have a granddaughter.
We are going to try to call this woman.
Wild tabloids making stuff. They are just so completely out of line. That's what I deal with, unfortunately. That's why I've stayed in hibernation on my boat.
We're calling now, and I think you're going to be able to speak.
Pardon me while I spit a bloody loogie into this mug.
Oh,
boy, that's some wild emphysema. Wow. Hello?
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 Yeah. Hello? Hi-o.
Who am I speaking to? Is this Rich Little?
This is Crystal Carson.
Crystal Carson. Hi-o.
Hi-o.
I don't know a Crystal Carson. Is this the...
Johnny? Yes? Johnny, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
We have hooked this call up. This is...
Is this the girl purporting to be my granddaughter?
I am your granddaughter.
There's no chance. Now stop that. What you're doing here is you're trying to make me angry, and you've done that before. I've heard from you, Crystal. You're a very nice young lady. I'm sure you've got a 4.0 grade average. And
I do.
And for the sake of this radio show, I will have a brief conversation with you, but I will not have a long conversation.
The shack I'm living in is so hot.
I am so hot. How hot is it?
Grandpa, I'll ask you, how hot is it in this shack I'm living in?
It was so hot, I saw a robin dripping its trailer in Nest Tea.
Hi-oh. Now,
Crystal, I'm prepared to offer you some sort of compromise.
Yes, Grandpa.
All right, I've contacted Ed. And Ed will be...
Drunk Uncle Ed?
Uncle Ed will be flying down to Florida, and he will be happy to hug you, bounce you on his knee, and he's bringing you an aluminum Christmas tree that you'll be able to keep in your double-wide trailer all year long, even though I am not formally... Crystal, you with me?
Yes.
Hi-o.
Hey, you are my grandpa.
Listen, I am not going to acknowledge legally that I am your granddaddy, but if I may finish here...
I have the same chicken neck as you, Grandpa.
That's all well and good, Crystal, but I will send Ed. Ed will be coming down. He's bringing Doc and the NBC Orchestra.
I'm wearing one of your sport jackets.
That's fine. They're the Johnny Carson collection. Ed will be down with Doc. They will be playing at your birthday party. Ed has agreed to be a pony, a human pony, for all of your little friends. And how old are you now? I'm not sure.
I'm 16.
And now, on your birthday, here's the deal.
I'm sweet 16.
Your 16th birthday, I will call you, and I will talk like Aunt Blabby. And I will entertain your friends, and I'm more than willing to do Art Fern as well. If you'd like, I can do that for you, Chris.
You put the fork in the road, Grandpa.
Yes. Now, my former wife, Jodie Carson, has agreed to fly to Florida, but I will not be making personal contact. So if you write these things down, you're going to get Ed. Doc Severinsen, along with Tommy Newsom and the NBC Orchestra.
Right, I'm getting a vibe now, Grandpa.
Oh, yes.
I'm seeing Cruiser. A Loser. And a Boozer.
All right, a Boozer. All right, go ahead. I'll bite Cruiser,
I'm doing
Loser.
I'm doing a bit backwards, Grandpa.
Cruiser, Loser, and Boozer.
Cruiser, that would be Charlie Brayhill.
Yes.
Loser.
Yes.
Charlie Broyhill.
Yes.
Boozer.
Yes.
That doesn't work. No. Michael Mara.
You're doing the bit backwards. Let me see if I can give you a little assistance. Of course, Ed and I coined the bit, and Crystal, if you'd like to play the game with me.
It's in our genes, Grandpa.
All right, here we go. All right.
Charlie's no loser. I want to say something now. My real father is Charlie Broyhill, not your son.
Wow.
Not Christopher Carson. Hi-o.
All right.
Grandpa?
Here we go. I'm ready for you now.
All right, Gramps.
All right. Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou.
The swine variety.
The swine variety.
And Alan Linewand.
And Alan Linewand.
I believe someone's gotten the joke already.
I think I know, too.
Name a who, a flu, and a Jew.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh! Oh, Grandpa, if you could only see me, I am a young 16-year-old version of you with my chicken neck.
You sound like you may be a lovely daughter, Crystal, but I'm having difficulty accepting this entire situation.
And you with breasts. Grandpa, I've just had my first period.
Oh, I don't need to hear that. That's very difficult. Don't you understand? I'm so...
Blood in my
so upset. I am so, so upset. I really am. This
How
is
upset are you?
I am so upset. I saw a robin dipping his Paxil in this tea.
Hi-oh!
And they're all calling me, Gramps. Dave and Jay, Craig, and...
You know, they're all... Crystal, they're all wannabes. I've got to tell you something. You know, they're all wannabes. They don't want to be like Johnny Christian.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel wanted me to SSB. And I did.
Really?
I did, Dad. I mean, Grandpa.
All right, here we go. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
The back of J-Lo's dress.
The back of J-Lo's dress.
And you. And I'm sorry, your mother.
And my mother.
I'm a mutt, a butt, and a slut.
Hey, that's my mother you're talking about.
Well, she was the one that worked on my son, Christopher. And not appropriate, I might say. I don't believe, seriously, this is my philosophy of life. If you're going to have sexual relations with a woman, make sure you marry her and pay her tons of alimony, like I have time and time and time again. And as the late Freddie de Cordova once said to me, if you're going to, if you're going to do it, you got to glue it. And that means, you know, coming up with the money.
Hey, Grandpa.
Yes, Crystal.
Homo Joe.
Right.
That guy who makes calls to the religious show.
Right.
It's Don and Mike.
Right.
And you.
Yes. Go ahead, Crystal.
Name a Felcher, a Belcher, and a Welcher.
Hi-oh!
Hi-oh! I've got another one for you, Gramps.
All right.
Satin lining.
Satin lining.
A pillow.
A pillow.
And you.
And me.
Three things that should be in a coffin.
Hi-oh!
Don't you see I'm so much like you? Granddaddy Johnny. Johnny. Jody. Where's Aunt Jody? I never hear from Aunt Jody.
Jody is in the trunk of my car. She's duct taped right now.
She's the one you beat up, Grandpa.
She's a very lovely lady, and I'm just sitting here doing Carnackisms. That's all we're all doing right now.
Grandpa,
you got one? Go ahead, work on one while you're over there.
Buzz? Sure. The Buzz?
Yes.
He's had me.
Really?
Handily.
I did. Oh, that's painful.
In the Carson hole.
Oh.
In the deep, dark Carson hole.
Oh, the Carson hole. There's nothing quite like the Carson hole, the deep, dark Carson hole. Hi-oh!
Buzz said to me, what's the power on this hole? Hey, Grandpa.
Yes, go ahead, Crystal, as we're sitting there doing these as we speak.
Don Juan? Fred Astaire and my Grandpa Johnny.
Don Juan. Wait a minute.
Don Juan.
Don Juan.
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire and your Grandpa Johnny.
Romancer, dancer, soon to have cancer.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hi-oh.
Oh.
Is there any doubt I'm your granddaughter?
Hi-oh.
Having my period, my menstrual cramps, my bleeding in my underpants, Uncle Johnny.
Oh,
I'm
it's
Grandpa
crazy.
Johnny.
I'm Grandpa Johnny. You know, you've done these Karnak bits. No, just like Art Fern. I'll tell you, right now, I consider that I will embrace you as my granddaughter. I'll send you tons of money. Don't worry about Ed. I'll be flying down to see you personally.
Thanks, Gramps.
I am so crazy about my granddaughter.
How crazy are you?
My grandpa. How crazy are you?
I'm so crazy I saw a robin writing a check out to you and drinking Nest tea. Hi-oh!
I love you, Grandpa.
Hi-oh. Hey, you remind me of very much your similar in voice to an old friend of mine, Gina Statutory. Hi-oh.
Statutory rape.
Yes.
That's what your son Christopher did to my mom.
I'll be sending you a check, Crystal, and we'll visit soon. Thank
Hi-oh.
You so much.
Hi-oh. My monthly flow.
Yes?
Is thicker than the soup in the NBC commissary. I gotta go.
Hey, Crystal, it's been a real pleasure
Dave
talking
Letterman's
to you.
Letterman's on the other line.
Yes, sir. No. He's a suck up. He's a wannabe. He's a one. Don't ignore him.
He wants to go to the Carson Hole.
Oh, the Carson Hole.
Oh,
yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Bye, Grandpa.
Goodbye, Crystal. Take care.
I'm glad we could make that happen for you, Johnny.
It's a real pleasure. Listen, I have to get back to my oxygen tank. All right, thank you very much. All my lungs are starting to fall apart.
There is the headline. Johnny Carson's granddaughter is on welfare.
Oh, wow.
It's on welfare.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man, I'm just thinking of Carnackisms, and I can't possibly function.
I know, you know, this is why maybe we should actually plan these bits out sometime.
Perhaps sometimes we all come to rehearsal at the same time.
Nah, I like it better like this.
Santa's reindeer. Hold on just a second. Janet Jackson. And what I have now.
What's that? Okay.
Prancer, a dancer, and cancer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, all.
There
we go. Bye.
Johnny.
There we go. Wow. Jesus.
And cancer's an easy one.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, too many things wrong with cancer.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Black History Month is upon us.
Yes.
We have not ignored it.
I-O.
Robert the Angry Mailman is here, and we'll give him his Black History Month segment right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now you know, VD. All Valentine's Day. Friday, national holiday in Cunnyland. And let's face it, what your women really want is something to do with sex. And I'm so glad the people at Vermont Teddy Bear finally said to us, we had a clan meeting last week. They said, sure, the bears are cute, but guys, sell the sex.
Sell the sex, and that's when they came up with the Burning Love Bear that's dressed like a hunky fireman with a love tattoo on his arm. He's got it right on his arm, and I suggested this bear to the Vermont Teddy Bear people years ago, and I'm so glad to see that they finally have taken my idea to heart. Get it? To heart?
And Mike, you might remember when I was a young teenage boy, 11, perhaps 12, yes. I got my nut with a teddy bear.
Oh, dear. Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. So call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com.
Say it. Go ahead, say it. I mean, love to a stuffed animal. Say it with a Vermont Teddy Bear for Valentine's Day. The creative alternative to flowers. They told us to ad-lib, right?
Absolutely.
And I made it with Teddy. Call 1-800-829-BEAR.
Tell them Don and Mike sent you.
That's us.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're goddamn Jesus.
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, it is February 11th.
Yes.
It is Black History Month.
We are smack dab in the middle of Black History Month.
We have invited Robert the Mailman to come in for a segment. And here is Lisa bringing in Robert the Mailman, who has on a ski mask, Malcolm X hat.
You know, I haven't gotten a good look at Robert since he's got the ski mask.
Louis Farrakhan shirt.
What are you showing me? What is this?
That's for you. Just look at
it.
The Black Book. It's a book called The Black Book.
The Black Book. Is there any particular reason, Robert, you've opened it to this page?
Yeah, I want you to... some of those songs I want you to do is Charlie.
You mean the songs are on the right side?
Yeah.
Go away and sit down. Go away and sit down. Ain't that a shame? All right, listen, Robert, we got about 10 minutes for this segment.
Well,
if you think you've got enough stuff to get us through the 10 minutes, it's not going to...
I thought you had a bit for me.
We do, but I'm giving you the option to go with what you got.
I'll do it the bit because 10 minutes is not enough. I'll leave the information for you. You can use it later.
What about... can you at least go over your...
I have a couple of gifts.
All right.
All right. I heard you guys were lacking porno, So
Here's some black porno. Nice.
No, that's interracial. That's all.
Fox.
Wow. Oh yeah.
Face effed.
Oh yeah. Fantastic.
And also Fox. Oh, you know, thanks for the porno, but Robert,
got some more for you.
Okay, but we got this guy on the phone who you got to get to.
Okay,
here's your setup. You can give us the gifts in a second.
Okay.
The guy's name is Bill Goodwin. Bill Godwin. We've had him on the show before. He's legally changed his name to God. Now, he is upset that the Supreme Court has decided that in the Pledge of Allegiance, under God, is unconstitutional.
Oh, I can get with this.
He says that if some other folks take offense at the Supreme Court, they can change it, but don't worry about it, because he's too busy, this guy who thinks he's God, quote, dating three black girls who work at Wendy's.
Hmm.
So
well,
now,
I definitely will deal with this.
To discuss the phrase, under God, as in the statute, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance,
right,
and the impending war.
Here's an exclusive interview with Bill Godwin and Robert the Angry Mailman.
Robert Mailman is what we call this. And Buzz, when we go to go on the air here, you say all your right stuff. Now here's Robert Mailman, and I'm going to push down the number on Bill Godwin right now. Here we go.
Do I need these? Do I need these?
Yeah, okay. put the headphones on, Robert. Here we go.
Why I gotta have this goddamn theme music? I don't want this.
It's time for another Black History Month segment with your host, Robert the Angry Mailman.
The first one. Ain't another one.
Hey, had the first one Robert yet. Talks with Bill Godwin, and now...
It's already 11.
Here's Robert.
Every day is Black History Month for me. F all y'all. Where's God? I'll talk to this sorry ass.
He's on the
I don't even believe in this ass white. Go ahead. God. God. Hello? God.
Call me Bill.
Bill? Are you white?
I'm partly Jewish, partly white. You name it.
I ain't naming nothing. Are you white?
Are you black?
No, I'm brown. Black is something that you white boys made up. I'm a brown man, but
you
like
sound
a gold
angry
man.
About something.
I'm always angry. Okay, number one, I'm an atheist. I don't even believe in your sorry ass, okay? And number two, if you white, I really don't believe in your sorry ass. So what you got to say, God or Bill or whatever?
How do you know whether my ass is sorry or not?
Because the way you talk. I just assume it. Because you assume that we're stupid. So as soon as I listen to this southern accent, I assume you're stupid because that's the way you sound. You know, especially
you
claim to be God.
Mister.
Hey, that's the first time a white man will call me Mister. Whatever. So what you got to say about the impending war, white God?
The war?
Yeah.
It looks to me like Mr. Bush is the only one in favor of war.
Well,
Robert, you gonna work Black History Month into this at all?
Why? Why?
Why you got a letter which I circulate in April about Mr. Bush. It seems like he's trying to ride piggyback on.
Excuse me, let me cut this off. God, excuse me, God. How do you celebrate Black History Month? It is February because Don wants
my
me
hero,
to.
My main hero is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Why?
I think he was doing more for this country than anybody else.
That's a goddamn lie, God. You're a God. You're supposed to know who the premier black man of all time is. It's not Martin Luther King. It's not Malcolm X. You're wrong. You want to know who the best black man in the history of America was? You want me to tell you, God? It was Frederick Douglass. He was a brother when we was nothing but cattle.
Did you say he was a white man?
No, he was a black man. You ain't never heard of Frederick Douglass?
I thought you said he was black.
He is black.
And I thought you said he was white.
Why would I say he's white? The greatest...
I don't know. I misunderstood. You're
well, you're supposed to be God. You're supposed
understand.
To be... Can you read my thoughts? Can you read my thoughts? Okay? What am I thinking right
what?
Now? Can thoughts. Can you read what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that you're an ass white.
Mind?
God is an ass white.
Young man, I don't think I would want to read your mind.
Won't? You don't think you want to?
I wouldn't want to read that crap.
Let me ask you something. God, you're very old, right? You're an old man, right?
61.
61. So I know you're...
62.
62? Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. So I know your sorry white ass has seen a couple of lynchings. So F you, God.
How much
you
are they
Bill.
Paying you to do this comedy?
They ain't paying me enough. Okay, I got pictures of you standing underneath burnt black men. So, God, you can go to hell.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
There is no hell. There is no devil.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, what year did the first
black
man get
people,
to Virginia?
I'm used to think that the white people were devils.
Oh, well, you lucky I don't believe in religion because, goddamn, y'all done a
what
lot to us to make us believe
trust
that.
On the coin.
You made a lot. You've done a lot to the black man to make him believe.
People believe that in gold we trust than in God we trust.
Well, who cares, man? You don't exist to me. I don't give a F about you. You're an ass wipe.
Are you
You're
using
stupid.
That? Which
old man.
Are you using there, two of them, you know?
What are you talking about, Bill? God, what? Bill,
is it F-A or F-U?
F-U, F-A, F-U, ending A. F-U in the A with a concrete dildo, whatever you want to do, pal.
Oh, your team compared to WJFK, they got on me because I said a word pertaining to the woman's breast.
Titty.
You said titty bar? Did you say titty bar?
No, I said tough so-and-so.
Tough tees?
I said tough so-and-so.
Oh, really? So, would you let your hey God? Would you let your daughter date a black man in Black History Month?
And tried to pretend they were someone else.
Hey God.
They tried to trip me up.
Yeah.
And of course, you being in Washington D.C., you could be sitting in for them right now. I don't know.
I ain't sitting in for nobody. I'm sitting in for myself, pal. This is my show.
You had a good question.
Yeah.
Would you let your hey God
work for the boss?
Well, I work for bosses, Don's, and Mike. You want to be a boss,
this is your
too?
Okay,
God,
okay.
You my boss, too, God?
You had a great question, Robert. Go ahead.
Okay, God, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Clean up your act, though.
Can I ask you a question?
Maybe.
Okay. God, do you have children?
No.
Okay,
I didn't have a wife.
Listen to me, old man. If you had beautiful Southern Belle white daughters, would you let them date Robert, the angry mailman, and let him?
It wouldn't bother me.
You must be dead and spinning in your grave. You're a goddamn liar.
And I may marry her. She's black.
Oh,
her daddy was white and her mother was dark.
It was dark. So he's a darky. He's a darky. So you're saying he's a darky. Her father was a darky. So you saying you're dating Vanessa Williams now?
Join us up.
Oh, man.
And if the age thing gets cleared up, I may go back to gay life.
God is gay?
Yeah.
You're a fudge packer?
Yeah.
You're a rump rager?
Let's get us out of here.
You've been listening to another Black History Month segment with your host, Robert the Angry Mailman, and his guest, Bill Godwin.
You mean this is something that happens every day during the month?
Yeah, two, three times a show, pal.
I don't believe your station can stand too much of this.
This segment brought to you
mean Popeyes.
You may have no people left to listen to you.
Remember the thing in the press release, Robert, it said that he can't worry about the Supreme Court because he's too busy dating three black girls.
You're dating three black women at the same time?
No, I was interested at three different times, but right now this is a different one.
He's tedious, isn't he?
There were five in all. But now I'm interested in a girl from St. Louis.
Whatever.
He's gone. Robert?
That's not Robert's fault.
I thought that was a good segment.
It was a good segment, but I forgot how much I enjoyed Bill.
All right, now, Robert is giving me a copy. Is this for Rob A?
Yeah, of course, you know it.
Slave Songs of the United States.
Oh, how nice.
That's for the kids.
Rob A loves to sing.
Get them started early.
Where do you get all this stuff?
Man, I got a ton of stuff. You guys gave me 2 weeks to prepare. I had a whole bunch. I went on the internet.
Right.
I go to a black bookstore. There are black bookstores. And I got some prepared material, but I'm not going to get to it today. So I'm going to leave it for you.
You know what? I'll invite you back at the end of the month. If you really went to all this trouble to prepare all this, I thought you were just coming in to goof around. Keep your prepared stuff.
Well, you know, I live on negativity, so this is not exactly the PGC, KYS stuff that you normally hear. You know, this is
the
like...
The name game. I see that's one of your events. Afro Facts.
Right.
That's another one.
Look at all that.
Black Cancers.
Yeah. That's,
can I just ask...
OJ.
Black Cancers. What in the name of God is that?
Yeah. Those are... black people that celebrities or people in the spotlight that black people seem to support no matter what they do, and I feel they're black cancer.
Right,
really,
Robert, this is the 28th, final day of Black History Month. I think it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on back. And number five, Ultimate Uncle Tom's. I didn't know you could prepare this material.
He's a lightning rod. He's full of controversy.
Come back.
Can he tell me to come in and we're going to discuss Black History?
Yeah, come back in 2 weeks. I'll give you a full segment for all of your prepared stuff.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Excellent.
And now, Robert, let's take a couple of phone calls for you.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask Robert the Angry Mailman what he thought about reparations.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
y'all can't pay us enough for what we've done for this country.
All right.
And we're not going to get it, so why bother?
Don and Mike.
All right. Yeah, you're on the air. Mark, hello.
Hey, I want to ask Robert something real quick.
I'm listening.
Hey, what do you call it when the flag's flying half-mast at the post office?
Now, is this a black joke or a postal joke?
No, they're hiring.
If we were doing Make Us Laugh, that would have won, Robert.
That was close.
That was me.
That's, hello. That was pretty close.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Robert, I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about what was the first year that the black man arrived in the United States?
1620, Virginia.
1620.
Yeah. And about between
how did they arrive?
Huh?
How did they arrive?
By boat, by frigate. By boat, but it was a frigate.
By boat. In chains?
No, we were indentured servants.
Oh, as a
servant? Didn't think I knew that, did you, asswipe?
All right, one more. Robert, this is David. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You kind of need to settle down a little bit, don't get so fired up.
Well, I have settled down. I came in here to do a bit, and I did it. The best I could. I wasn't prepared for the God and the bills.
You did great. I like the fact that you were giving God a hard time.
But I'm an atheist, so you know that's a lightning rod for me. I can't stand it.
And that's a lightning rod for everybody listening too. So I mean, we get a lot of calls.
And then Robert, listen, you come back on the 28th.
Okay.
And give me those five categories again that you've prepped already.
The name game.
Yeah.
Afrofax.
Yes.
Black cancers.
Yes.
The OJ, the question, and the answer. Finally. And the ultimate Uncle Tom.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, I mean, it sounds like that's some pretty good stuff.
You get a whole segment on the last day of Black History Month.
Thank you.
Get out of here. We'll see you then.
See you guys later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert the Angry Mailman.
All right.
Robert, can I keep this book?
Much love, Robert. Get out of here. Let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
And no one's going to prepare. Robert, you want your other book? You left the book here.
People.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
Now, I had no idea.
Anybody wants this? Yeah, I'll look at that.
Did a great job of preparing.
I had no idea. You know, we said to the guy, come down, do a bit. We had a phone thing set up. Didn't know he was going to have a...
He came ready.
You know, frankly, I'm fascinated by...
I mean, there's so many of these categories.
Black cancer, OJ, the answer.
Uncle Tom.
The ultimate Uncle Tom.
Wow. He's got his stuff ready.
All right, we'll book him on the 28th. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the News and the Comments show?
Today, Larry King's days may be numbered.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bulletin.
Whoa. Stay tuned for News and Comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
On Real Cars.
And Mike, WKFK.
Oh, you know I messed that up. Don and Mike.
And Mike, WKFK.
There it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, we got lots of Valentine's Day stuff happening. Thursday, the Backwards Newlyweds game.
All right.
For $1,000 and a diamond pendant for the divorcing, separating couples. And on Friday, it's Senior Bachelorette.
Wow.
Yeah. 10 guys between 21 and 25 vying for the affections of 62 years young Anna.
My lady!
And they'll be going on a date, and Anna gets $1,000, the guys get $500.
Wow.
Treat them to dinner and everything that happens on their dates.
They're lovely.
Tomorrow,
he's lovely. They're not lovely. Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll have a couple of early Valentine's Day things, including Satan calling the sex line.
Very good.
We've never done that bit before.
I bet he scares those ladies.
Buzz and the news now. Buzz brought to us by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-CRY. Try VMAX. That wouldn't be a good commercial, is it? Cry VMAX.
No, that wouldn't help.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
There is no Love Boat anymore and no Murder, She Wrote. So where do the stars of yesterday go to find a camera these days? The Larry King Show. Although Larry King Live is still CNN's most popular show, CNN and Larry have both lost a lot of viewers in the last 6 months or so.
That show should be gone. Larry King barely alive.
Larry King barely alive. We go to Oshkosh.
Or I'm still Larry King I'm still live.
This is Larry King.
Just breathing.
An article by the Associated Press says the guests could be the reason for the rating slide.
Gee, do you think?
Art Linkletter, Maureen O'Hara, Jermaine Jackson, Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Jack Hanna, Pat Boone, Richard Thomas, Bob Newhart, Carol Channing, Julie Andrews, Carol Burnett, and Liza with a Z in recent months.
And Liza's probably the best booking. Yeah. Give me that beginning list. It was one.
Art Linkletter, yeah, Maureen O'Hara, Jermaine Jackson,
right
Harvey
there,
Korman.
Right there, right there. That's the one.
Jermaine.
All this tonight. Jermaine Jackson.
He's hot.
Jermaine. Let's get serious.
Let's have breakfast.
That was his hit single. Yeah. Let's get serious.
Let's get that, great that, song.
Let's get serious.
And fall in love.
Quoting one observer, Larry King used to be on the list of the 10 or 12 things you had to check every day. I don't think it is anymore.
Well, I'm going to call my brother.
His brother's name was...
Marty. Marty Zeiger.
I'm Marty Zeiger.
And I'm Larry Zeiger, and we're going overseas for breakfast. Not the best hotel I've ever stayed at.
Dudes for breakfast.
Breakfast for breakfast. I'm going to be canceled.
Dude, you're getting the cell. 22-year-old Benjamin Curtis, who played Steven the Dell computer dude,
oh, yeah,
has been busted on marijuana charges.
This is pretty funny.
New York police say they caught him buying a small bag of pot.
Oh, my God.
Because it was obviously just enough for personal use, the charge is a misdemeanor, and if he can keep out of trouble for a year, the black mark will be removed from his permanent record.
Now,
but look at the guy. Look, his whole character is based on a stoner.
It's true.
I've got some insight into this. I have
Don?
Well, let me tell you, Mike.
Okay.
There is no secret that I used to smoke weed once in a while. And as it turns out, now this is not a joke, but the last part is, 5 years ago, you know, I got busted.
Right. True.
I was speeding, and I had a joint in my car.
You were speeding? You mean you were driving fast?
I was driving to like 75 into 35.
Wow.
And I had a joint in the car, and, you know, it made big news.
Yeah.
And anyways, I don't smoke pot anymore.
Right.
And I always thought that the reason that I got nailed and I had just a joint in my car, at first I thought the reason was because I have a personality.
Right.
And then I thought, well, maybe it's because I was speeding and driving. But no, now the real reason is, much like this Dell guy, I was wearing a tuxedo jacket and a kilt.
I was going to get to that.
I was wearing.
Is that what he was wearing?
I think that was the giveaway. Also, when I got nabbed with pot, I was wearing.
I didn't know that.
I was wearing no shirt, a tuxedo jacket. The officer said, "Will you step out of the car?"
Well, no wonder.
I had a tuxedo jacket and a kilt on.
That was a dead giveaway.
And that's how he knew that I had a joint on me.
And where were you hiding the joint under that kilt?
Were you wearing anything under the kilt?
No, I wasn't.
No, traditionally, you don't.
There you go.
And that's what the Dell guy was wearing too, right?
Yeah, a young Benjamin Curtis.
No, I'm not.
He's a drama student at NYU who says his inspiration as an actor is Sean Penn's work in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, there you go.
Dell Computers, which has started phasing out the character anyway, won't say whether it plans to use him again in the future, but experts say the incident shouldn't really hurt his career, considering his character.
Probably not.
I did okay. Look at me.
And yes.
But I don't smoke pot anymore.
Right.
I don't party anymore.
I wonder if he will.
Well, the Dell computer guy, I mean, what does he have? He doesn't have marijuana.
And as you mentioned, when he was arrested, Ben was wearing a tuxedo jacket, a red and blue kilt, black shoes, and beige knee socks.
Buzz, I'm telling you, it's like I'm looking in a mirror 5 years ago.
That is scary.
Right.
That's,
you know, not
theory, really.
Not that I remember that, to be serious for a second, not that I remember that day.
Yeah.
August 5th.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I won't forget. Every August 5th, I write another little mark on my calendar and say, you know, coming up on 5 years, no pot.
There you go. Good for you.
Longest, I believe, I'm now into the longest stretch of my life that I don't smoke pot.
That's good.
I mean, from the time I was like around 10, I think.
Wow. That's a good thing.
No, it's an outstanding thing.
Yeah, that's very good.
Outstanding private pile.
What is that in your footlocker?
Is that a doobie in your footlocker private pile?
Yes, it is.
Is marijuana allowed in the mess private pile?
No, it's not.
Are you allowed to smoke joints private pile?
No, I'm not.
Because why private pile?
Because I'm disgusting pothead.
You are a disgusting pothead private pile.
Oscar loves a musical, so Chicago got the most mentions when the Motion Picture Academy announced its annual award nominations today.
That is an insult to the world's greatest city, Chicago.
Chicago.
I mean that. The city. The musical, I love the city.
I went to see the show. On Broadway, and found it to be
Yeah. It was okay. Might have been the cast that I saw. It was old. Yeah, it was Gwen Verdon. I mean, the old lady that, that played it like back in the 70s. And they had her playing like a young lady. Uh-huh. And maybe that's where
that doesn't
like
work.
It.
Yeah, no. Right. Chicago got 13 nods, including one for Best Picture. It's up against Gangs of New York, The Hours, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, and The Pianist.
Yeah.
Best the Pianist Actor. Will win. Incidentally, my prediction is The Pianist will win.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Best Actor contenders are Adrian Brody for The Pianist, Nicolas Cage for Adaptation, Michael Caine for The Quiet American, Daniel Day-Lewis for Gangs of New York, and Jack Nicholson for About Schmidt.
Daniel Day-Lewis will win for Gangs of New York.
And for best,
thank you.
For Best Actress, Salma Hayek for Frida, Nicole Kidman for The Hours, Diane Lane for Unfaithful, Julianne Moore for Far From Heaven, and Renee Zellweger for Chicago. The Oscars are March 23rd on ABC. Steve Martin is your host.
In a stunning upset, Salma Hayek will win for Frida.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, my friend.
Great. I wanted to congratulate Don on being 5 years clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
That's,
yeah.
That's amazing.
He's not talking about pot. He's talking about your Duke.
Oh, no, that's a mess. That's a mess.
Thank you.
That's just a mess.
Thank you. I'm also listening to you guys illegally on my computer in Las Vegas here.
Shut up about that. Remember, what is the first rule of Fight Club? Don't talk about Fight Club. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you a pothead, Fokker?
What?
Are you a pothead, Fokker?
You see, the thing is, I can laugh now.
Yeah.
5 years ago, like the day that happened, oh, man, goddamn, my world was upside down.
You made jokes about it a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got through it. Yeah.
But now, coming up on 5 years, I could really make jokes.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
More meaningful than the Oscars are the Razzies, the annual Raspberry Awards. And if you drew any conclusions from this year's nominations, it would be that Britney Spears and Madonna should not quit their day jobs. Spears' teen buddy flick Crossroads leads this year with 8 Razzie nominations.
But Charlie Stossel loved it.
Madonna's remake of the foreign romance film Swept Away got 7. And both movies got nominations for Worst Picture, while both singers got tagged for Worst Actress.
Buzz, we got a break.
All right, then.
I have to tell you, I think I mentioned this to Mike.
I know I told you, Robbie.
What's that?
I know I didn't tell Buzz. Over the weekend, Fred and I are in the car. We're going downtown to have dinner. We turn on Oldies 100. There's a local station that plays.
Oh, yeah.
It plays the same, 100 records every day, just in a different order.
Uh-huh.
And they're running a promo for their morning show. It's a guy-girl thing.
Right.
The guy says, hey, so we got some snow this weekend. What are you thinking about doing? And she says, well, I don't know. I might go outside and make a snowman, or I might go to the movies. You see, the station hired Charlie Stossel to review the movies.
Uh-huh. Is that Charlie Stossel you were impersonating there?
No, that was the girl disc jockey.
Oh, right.
And then the girl says, don't forget, when Charlie was reviewing the movies on our morning show, 10 ways to lose a guy, whatever that dumb movie is.
Dumb Matthew McConaughey movie?
He gave that 3 stars.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm going to say. And right away, I turned to Fred and I said, boy, am I glad that guy's not on our show anymore.
We would
no offense.
Him.
Yeah. We love Charlie.
Yeah.
But the problem is he would make those faggot picks.
Mm-hmm.
Like for that, that dumb 10 ways to break up with a guy. And
right.
3 stars.
And we would have busted his chops. It would have been fun.
3 stars in my ass.
And remember, our recommendation for Charlie is that to the best of our knowledge, he's never burned children.
Right.
That's what the guy from WBIG wanted to know.
Wow.
Why we parted company.
He doesn't burn kids or anything, does he?
No.
I don't think so.
No, the real reason we parted company with Charlie was he didn't like the gags. He didn't like the jail mail he was getting.
No, didn't dig it.
He didn't like...
Can't imagine why.
He didn't like the gags that we were making about him and the kid in the bathtub. And then one day he just said, I'm going to be a serious movie reviewer.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was the beginning of the end.
Mm.
So we said...
Thank you.
We
wish him well.
Absolutely.
And good luck there at Oldies 100.
It's a great station.
10 ways to lose the guy.
It's a
3 stars, says Charlie Stossel.
And, of course, anything animated.
He used to hate that, too.
Yeah.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
Because we have more news coming right up.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, fella. And don't move. Let's get real, real going.
Operating under the Jolly Directive, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
come into this.
Pearl Jam.
Hey, the best record they had like in 5 years, I think. We're ready now, though, Buzz. We yes. take a moment out of your valuable news time
okay.
for what I believe will be the dumbest call of the day.
Oh, good.
Before you, just really quickly, before you do that, I just had a thought. And I, Pearl Jam, is that?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's what it means.
You know, I just had that. It's like an epiphany.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, you never knew that.
I just put it together. We were talking about it, I think, a while back, but that's, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. Hello.
Here's Frank from Philadelphia.
Yeah. I'm in
WYSP, they play a lot of Pearl Jam.
They do.
Frank, what is your question?
Yeah, I feel bad that you called me the dumbest call of the day, but I've been listening for about a month. Yeah. I don't know what BM means. You keep saying BM Peter.
Oh, what's your first name?
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
Frank,
BM means bowel movement.
You know what that is, Frank?
Yeah, I think bowel movement, that has something to do with where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Hey, all right.
How are you?
Okay.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, okay. There he is.
Yeah. All right.
All right, very good.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You.
Goodbye, friend. George?
Way to go, Joe.
Hey.
Yeah. Guy, did you know it was him?
Yes.
So you set me up.
You prankster.
I didn't set you up. He set you up.
No.
Joe's not just a name. It's an idea.
Joe, you're supposed to cover my back.
That's our guy, though. That was a special edition.
That's the original bourbon guy?
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
You're forgiven, Joey.
You guys, Ben.
Joe.
Like he's an old friend.
Yeah. Well.
Bye, Joey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, no, he's not.
So we really had the dumb guy of the day. Hello, gentle friend. Buzz.
Yes, well, the Razzies I was talking about a minute ago, they take place or handed out the night before the Oscars. The other thing that could happen just before the Oscars is a war with Iraq. That's the latest from the White House, which is now marking its calendar for sometime in March. And the latest from Hollywood is the show will go on. Insiders say the ceremony might be delayed a day or two if developments warrant, but no longer than 2 days.
Our brave, brave celebrities.
Yes.
How brave they will be to go to the Shrine Auditorium to J.O. in front of all of their other fellow actors.
We are choosing, as actors, to delay the ceremony by 2 days.
Thank you.
Appreciate.
A longer delay would be asking too much of the hotels, restaurants, limo drivers, and, of course, the stars.
Of course it would.
Many celebrities might not want to be in an airplane if war does break out. And there's big money at stake. The Oscars is a worldwide television event with an audience of about 1 billion people. The war could start, however, March 2nd under the darkness of a new moon, so Oscar, at the end of the month, may be safe.
Darkness of a new moon?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a song title.
Don't worry, baby.
Thank you.
I'm wearing an invisible condom. Scientists have invented a gel that apparently works as well as a condom when it comes to preventing the transmission of the AIDS virus. They call it the invisible condom.
Oh, watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
In the lab, the gel protected female monkeys from HIV.
You know what? Someone has to call my brother immediately with this news.
Absolutely.
If ever we need it, don't test this on monkeys.
Right.
Test this on my brother.
Brother.
Who keeps impregnating women all over Wisconsin.
Does it prevent pregnancy, too?
No, it doesn't do
oh,
that.
Well,
you need a spermicide for that.
Right.
That would be your invisible condom for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists say, however, this one will come in handy in societies where women are not free to demand that their partner use a condom, like some third world countries and parts of New Jersey.
And the home of Spiewak.
Madonna may not be a good actress, but she's cranked out a few hit songs and created some controversy along the way.
Controversy.
And now she's coming out with an anti-war video. It's described as a violent music video that depicts the catastrophic repercussions and horror of war.
Horror of war.
Ah. The Drudge Report calls it the most shocking anti-war, anti-Bush statement yet from show business. Apparently, the song's about a lot of things, but the video is mostly about war.
You know what? More power to her. But, and here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what, honey? We like you because you got nice teeth, pretty, pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
You're nice naked. You make cute songs.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the frig up. Same with Bruce Springsteen and every one of these other goddamn singers
You know what I want for you, Bruce Springsteen? I want another Born to Run.
Yeah.
See if we can work on that instead of give me a river. The river's coming. Ooh, the country's going to war. Why don't you try to write a hit record, ass? Same with you, Madonna, you stupid C.
Ooh.
Boy, I hope if they bomb us, they bomb her first.
Why's it got to be Madonna?
Yeah, well, see you in Toledo.
You know,
you
maybe
whore.
Because it might be a little calculated.
Yeah, right. I'm going to put out my anti-war song now.
That'll be great for my career.
And then I'll show how I give oral with this bottle of Evian water.
No, no. In sports, a five-car crash during today's practice for the Daytona 500 has sent three teams scrambling for backup cars to use in Thursday's qualifying.
Whoa.
And after a long search for a new head coach, the San Francisco 49ers have hired Dennis Erickson from the Oregon State Beavers.
Finally, okay. That's stupid. That guy was the coach of the Seahawks.
Yes,
that right. guy is a tard. Excuse me, Mike.
Yes.
He's a retarded guy.
Tard's fine.
He's a tard. They should have hired Dennis Green. Hello? Still available, San Francisco. Dennis Green, without a job. Dennis Erickson? All he's ever done in the NFL, seriously, is run the Seahawks further into the ground mm-hmm. than any coach in Seahawks history.
Finally.
You know what it is? It's a good old boys network. That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think they should have hired Madonna.
Finally, don't drink and fry. In Norway, a man who'd had too much to drink brought firefighters scrambling to his house after he tried to fry up some eggs while they were still in the paper carton.
Oh.
Please, lock the kitchen. Take the frying pan. Friends, don't let friends fry drunk.
Oh, you know what I did today? A dozen. Out of my refrigerator, sitting on the top,
yeah.
didn't put them far enough in, so when I opened the refrigerator, one dozen eggs.
Nice mess.
Clean that up sometime.
Mm.
God damn it.
Made a nice omelet, though, I bet.
Well, I scraped it off the floor and put it right in the pan.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. And now, yeah, that's it. We gotta go. Stand by next on WJFK-FM for what Rhonda says. WYSP, stand by for Matt and Huggy.
Yeah.
On WJFK in Baltimore. I don't know. They do something. They got to send me the names.
Radio. So.
And don't forget in Sacramento.
A great spot.
It's the big tune out. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the brand new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. Va, 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 va.
You just won't listen.
Va, 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 va. PM. Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.